In order to support our show, we'll need the help of some great advertisers. And in order to find great advertisers, we'll need to learn a little bit more about you. So please go to podsurvey.com/friend and take a quick anonymous survey that will help us get to know you a little bit better. That way, we can show advertisers just how great our listeners are. Plus, once you've completed the survey, you can choose to enter for a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Terms and conditions apply.
I want a $100 gift card.
Terms and conditions apply. Again, that's podsurvey.com/friend, F-R-I-E-N-D. Thanks for your help.
This week's episode is brought to you by Steady, an app for finding supplemental work and tracking your earnings. Steady makes it easy for people to find the right work so that they spend less time searching and more time earning money. Finding the work, earn more money, and track your progress all in one place. It's easy and completely free to use. Download the Steady app. That's STADY on your iPhone or Android. Or use Steady on your computer at steadyapp.com.
Welcome to the Friend. Every time I'm in the
zone. My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone. Let's start the show.
Come here.
No, don't cry.
Please, I'm don't slam my goddamn door. No, you better close it soft.
Soft.
You better close it soft.
I want to welcome everyone again to the Black History Month edition of the Friend Zone, where we have chosen to take this opportunity, ample it may be, to magnify and highlight Black women and their contributions into edifying us as members of society. Now, this week we've chosen to feature an amateur Black woman, someone who shall remain nameless because we don't know her name. But I found this clip of a Black woman obviously offering guidance and kind of reprimanding a child who decided to display their disdain for her reprimanding by attempting to slam the car door.
Okay.
You hear a bit of scuttlebutt at the beginning of the clip, and then the one thing you hear clearly is the Black woman letting the child to know, I wish you would slam my goddamn door. Okay. Right? So he's been alerted, he's been informed, but here is where the true beauty of a Black queen comes into play, because it wasn't just a scolding. There was actually direction, guidance, help, and encouragement given in the very next breath by saying, you better close it soft. Now, let's break it down.
Close it soft.
The guidance was, you better close it. So she showed him the right road. But the care, the compassion, the concern, the empathy came with the word soft. Okay?
Soft.
Because that was literally the key that he needed to make sure that it was done correctly. Make sure that it was done properly. Make sure the task was executed effectively.
Did he close the door?
Soft.
He did. He absolutely did.
This week, everybody, take advantage of the opportunity to let somebody know to close it soft. If you can offer somebody some words of encouragement, some help, some guidance, some tips, tricks, or trade, let them know to close it soft. And the hashtag this week is close it soft, and that's S-O-F, because this ain't no tea.
Okay.
With that being said, speaking of tea, it's just a couple of, well, soft is tea. There's a couple of Q3NAs that we need to answer. These are questions that need answers, and also they're questions that niggas is asking.
We ready?
Question one.
Okay, I'm never ready.
Which one of y'all said that Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, okay? And she's been so alert, so focused, and so prepared to give the creaking chair-boned Republicans in Congress hell because she takes good care of herself and AOC been drinking ACV. Which one of y'all said that? I want to know it. Apple cider vinegar was the key. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Question two. And this one here, I know a lot of people are wondering. And you'll see. Which one of y'all said? And by the way, you're getting checked this week. Every one of the questions is which one of y'all. So which one of y'all said that Wendy Williams really ain't been to work all this time because she's actually been hiding in a recent arrest. Mm-hmm. The police caught her ass driving barefoot on the way to fight that woman her husband go with, and she had brass toe knuckles on, so they had to take her in. So which one of y'all said that that's what happened? That's why we ain't seen Wendy. That's what I want to know.
Oh my God, for a second I was like, wait.
Wendy was mad as hell driving barefoot, okay, with brass toe knuckles on. She was gonna go whoop fuck that woman up. Okay.
Oh my God.
Third question, third and final. Okay. Which one of y'all said that there were so many winners of color at last Sunday's 91st Academy Awards? Uh-oh. Okay. Because there was a lot of us that crip walked across the stage. So I want to know which one of y'all said that that took place because one of Pastor Shirley Caesar's grandsons don't go to church and he good with numbers. So he rigged the system and all the votes were actually tallied by the Sounds of Blackness. Who said that's why all the black people won this week at the Academy Awards?
Jeez Louise.
And with that being said,
thank you so much.
And most importantly, understood.
He is not.
He's just getting started. That's what I'm like, oh my God.
I want to take advantage of this opportunity to welcome everybody to the Friend Zone, your weekly look at all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental holy hygiene. Because who in the hell, and since we're talking about holy things in the Sheol, I guess, wants a musty brain? I know I don't. Hey, friend, how you doing?
Hey, Dustin, you all calm today?
Yeah, you know, I just feel like it's sometimes that's the best approach.
Is he all calm today?
How was your weekend?
SBD. It was silent but deadly. I had a good weekend. I was making stealth moves all weekend, moving around. I had a great week last week, mm-hmm. You know, great, led into a great weekend. I'm great.
You are. Yes. Mm-hmm. You sure Amen. Are.
Relieved and released. Yes. How about you, Asante? I'm gonna bounce it
yes,
this way.
Yes, please.
How about you, Asante?
It.
My weekend was amazing.
Why?
I spent a lot of it with you guys, helping celebrate the Reed 6-year anniversary. Shout out to everybody that came out to the pop-up before the show and bought all the new merch. There were some new products that were out. I got a new hat that I got to steal. I love taking the merch when I'm doing the pop-ups.
Yeah, I need to do that.
Yeah,
I need one of the Crystal Laughs hat. What is it? Crystal Laugh.
Yes.
Sorry.
And then also shout out to everybody that came out to the show. It was sold out at Town Hall. Shout out to special guest LaKaylee for coming out.
Oh, man.
First of all, I still can't process. Can I just say, so when Alex said that was a surprise guest, she was like, she's in the green room right now as we're walking up the stairs. I walk in, I'm freaking out because y'all know how I feel about her. Love her since the jump. And then she equally freaked out when she saw me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then freaked out when she saw Dustin, freaked out when she saw Asante, obviously Fury and Crystal. And I was like, this is insane. You just never know who knows you. And that to me was mind blowing because I was ready to, I didn't want to make her uncomfortable and be all over her, but I was ready to be like, give me a hug. I love
Hell
you.
Yeah.
And
Let
she was like
you,
so affectionate.
The coolest
so sweet.
Person ever. When I tell you she's like sister, like she's one of us for real,
Legit.
For real. Like when she first
when
came
she started
up,
tearing up, I was like, what is happening?
When she first came up, first of all, it was so funny because we were doing sound check and we did everything else, but we were just waiting for her to come. So they were playing her music and I was doing a sound check for her. And why is the record cut? She walks up on the stage and she was like, get it, Asante. And I was like, oh my God. And she was like, you gonna come out during my performance, right? I'm like, no, I'm not coming out. And I did, because you know,
sure
she really did want me to come out there, and I was so shocked.
Girl blunt.
Okay. That was
you know what?
The littest time ever.
Amazing.
It felt so good to get that love from her that you speak of, friend. And I just felt like, you know, as much as she done made my head nod to the beat.
Right.
If I can make her shoulders shake with a laugh, then I feel like I've done my part.
Real.
So it was so good to see her. And she was such a class act, a consummate professional, performed her ass off and still had energy left to give us the love you talking about.
Yep. Yeah. And to get up on stage dolo like that, you got to really have a stage presence. She did that.
Yep.
Three records, killed it, energy. so bomb with her green coat.
And such a professional, too, because she had more than enough records ready. She was like, I'll do whatever y'all want. Like,
yeah.
Because she was that down for the cause. She's been such a fan of the Reed and all of us individually for so long. She was taking me back on the timeline and remembering everybody's, like, blogs and shit. And I'm sitting up here looking at her like, who are you? I was about to say, take off this damn mask right now.
Everyone keeps asking me, did you see her face?
People were asking me that, too. They were like, so I know you had some downtime with her. I was like, nope, the face is the mask.
She didn't take it off, right?
Who don't ask her that shit?
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
What do I look like? Can I see your face?
Right.
Big shout out to LK47. That was amazing. And also the biggest shout out to my brother and sister, Kid Fury and Crystal.
Yes, Lord.
Yay.
For 6 years doing this crazy ass, cool ass show. And shout out to everybody in the audience being y'all black ass selves like y'all are every time I do the damn show with them.
And how beautiful, can we talk about how beautiful they look in this photo shoot for
Apple store?
Right? Yes, amazing.
What?
Nuts.
Shot by the same photographer that shot Beyonce's pregnancy announcement.
Yeah.
Nuts. That's like major.
They
look amazing.
So fly. It's such like pop art, which I love that style of photography. And then Crystal, I was like, I can't take it. She looked like a chic Harry Potter. Yeah. It was just so chic and fly and fresh.
Yes.
I loved it. That's probably my favorite shoot they've done to date.
Amazing. I absolutely loved it. And I was surprised. I didn't know it was coming. And I literally was on my phone today.
It just popped
and
up.
And bam, I'm like, look at my niggas, man. It was amazing.
Shout out to the Reed. Yes.
Absolutely. Proud of y'all.
So
love y'all.
So how was your weekend, Fran, outside of all of those festivities?
It was perfect. It was a nice balance of getting to play with you guys at the Reed. First time going to the pop-up, which was really fun
because
I ended up being the doorman for the pop-up.
She took my job and started hosting. I was like, what?
And people were, when I was opening the door, they were kind of like, oh, hey, friend. I was like, what's up? Welcome to the Reed. So that was super cute. I love all their merch. So I was like, what can I steal? I was at a museum, a black music history museum opening for Spotify earlier that morning, which was incredible. If you have a moment to check it out, it's on 107 Grand Street. Fantastic. They highlight and amplify the voices of a lot of artists that low-key are slept on for their contributions, like Sylvester. They break down a music festival in Harlem that we like don't know much about. They had images, how Black Panthers, how like the cops were not down to provide any security. So the Black Panthers rolled up and were like, we got this. Like, for a music festival in Harlem with 300,000 attendees. Like, just really fabulous, fantastic, mind-blowing information that, like, I just wasn't privy to. And I love that. You know, I love when an exhibit teaches you some shit. And then they gave us cute-ass merch. You know those sweatpants that didn't fit me?
Can I try them on?
I can totally play with you because they didn't fit me. I was so devastated.
Damn, they gave you sweatpants?
Yeah, these fly-ass sweatpants. Oh, my gosh. These from the Harlem Festival, like, paying homage.
Yeah.
But my butt was like, not today.
Damn, cut them into, like, some shorts or something.
Yeah, it's going to be even crazier. and then I got to do work on an Ari Kesha campaign that launched today.
Shout out to Ari Kesha.
Where I did the Black Pepper Salve. I did the tutorial for it on my IG stories, which is actually really great because it spawned from me doing it on this show and it getting so much traction that Ari Kesha was like, let's turn it into a thing. And I was like, I'm not going to jump on YouTube because honestly, I don't have the bandwidth to edit and just the work that comes along with making those videos like back in the day. But I was like, I can whip it up for IG and that actually be kind of cute.
Yeah.
And then Dustin joined me and blessed me with a final clip for it, yelling Lord. Black Pepper Salve at y'all.
Lord Jesus.
And it was funny because before he even came on the IG story, people were like, I can't listen to you say this without hearing Dustin. And then boom. It was perfect.
That's
so thank you for that.
Anytime.
And thank you to Ari Kesha for always looking out for the kids.
Yes.
So it was a great weekend. I love when I can balance what I love to do and who I love to be around.
Amen.
I know that's the fuck right.
Right? So ready to jump in. Oh, do you guys have anything else to add?
Oh, yeah. I guess we do need to make church announcements.
Yeah, because it's
we
earlier in the show. I know you said you want to talk about some things.
Definitely. This week, I'm really excited. I'm going to be doing a Instagram takeover for the Native Son Awards. Yeah, they're taking place this Thursday. So you can go on Instagram at Native Son, just the way it sounds. If you have trouble spelling it, it's N-A-T-I-V-E, son, like a male child, not the star in the sky. So yeah, Native Son, check me out. It's a really, really, really dope award show that honors Black gay men who have done things of impact and elegance. Last year, I got featured in the Out Magazine Hot 100 issue. I'm in print.
And
it was my first time being in print. Thank you. And so it was a great partnership with Native Son Out Magazine. So I'm glad to be working with them again this year. So Thursday evening at 8 o'clock. You can check their Instagram account, and I'll be all up over that bitch. So that's it. Yay.
Sweet. And then Dustin actually has this week's Black Business.
Oh, I
too.
Do. Yeah, it's called Minding Yorn. No, I'm just playing. this week's Black Business.
So.
Once again, giving honor to Black women, I was watching Sister Circle, and they had the cutest little brothers. It was four of them on the set that were, they had a cookie business.
Oh my God, cut it
like
out.
Like these gourmet cookies, and the boys were so well-spoken, so knowledgeable of their business and all the answers. They were just so well-prepared, and I was so proud of them. So I definitely wanted to give them a little shout. Again, they're four brothers, and they're all under the age of 11, the Billingsley boys. Joshua, who's 11, Isaiah is 9, Caleb is 7, and Micah is 5, and they go by the Yummy Brothers.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
So it's Yummy Brothers cookies. Again, these are four brothers.
That's so cute.
Exactly.
They're from Atlanta.
They've been making these cookies for 2 years, and it's their great-grandmother's cookie recipe.
Oh, my God.
So everybody would always say that their cookies were really good, so they just started thinking they could make a living off of selling them, and that's exactly what they've done. So they have over 36 different flavors, and it's great. They ship nationwide, and they also go around to lots of communities to events, actually selling the baked goods in person. So... if you want to check them out, learn more about them, you go to yummybrothers.com. Again, four young Black boys. They're so cute. Look at them, friends.
With their little suits.
Look at them.
How old is the little one?
5.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
So, and he was, they asked him on Sister Circle right what now. His favorite thing to do was, and he said, make money. So, yeah.
Look at my son.
So, shout out to the Yummy Brothers. Check those guys out. And that is all of the Blackness of the Business for this week.
Sweet.
The website is so cute.
And you're looking at it?
Yeah, like I'm looking at their little logo.
Oh, my God, the logo. Okay, you just killed me. I'm all emotional now. Okay, so on last week's episode titled 36 Questions That Lead to Love, we discussed... I wish you could see how they both just rolled their eyes at me right now. We discussed this theory of 36 questions and whether it fosters intimacy. And of course, Dustin and Asante had a lot to say. But most importantly, you guys had a lot to say. So who stood out to you, Asante?
Well, I want to first give a shout out to Ashley Rivera. She has a subject that says the friend zone mentioned at CUNY Childcare Conference. And she says, I just want to take this opportunity to write in and let you know I'm a Latin early childhood educator based in downtown Brooklyn. My job sends us on conferences, and the theme of this year's conference was Strong Minds, Strong Bodies, Caring for Self, Children, and Families. As early childhood educators, our main focus as teachers is the well-being of our children and to ensure that these children's first memories of school and learning are positive experiences, and teaching our children that nothing is out of their reach. We sometimes forget to reassure ourselves of these positive outlooks and can sometimes get stuck in negative headspaces. Hearing our theme for the conference this year was focused on mental health was very refreshing. One of our keynote speakers and workshop hosts was Dr. Chandra Llewellyn Travis, who hosts a workshop titled Dare to Self-Care. She mentioned the importance of taking the time out for ourselves to wind down and how one of the easiest ways she makes time for herself weekly was by listening to podcasts. And the friend zone was listed as one of her go-to easy listens.
What?
She mentioned how it has a perfect balance of humor, mental health talk, and pop culture in healthy doses.
That's right, girl.
It took me time. It took me back for a minute to realize how far this podcast has come and how much it really does help to listen to you guys speak freely every week. Your work is appreciated, and I'm certain you all have made an impact on others beside myself. Thank you for being my weekly reminder to chill out, relax, and focus on my self-care. So I just want to, you know,
how cool
do that.
Is that?
Thank you.
I didn't want to just be negative and say I hated 36 questions last week. No, I'm just playing. But yeah, I just had to let that be known, you know, a little credibility. You know, we get mentioned at like conferences
that
and educators
really
and things
cool.
like that.
And speaking wow. of, BuzzFeed just highlighted
yes,
us.
Yes, they were one of my tweets. So go on and let them have it.
Right. Oh, no. You keep that.
No,
you keep that.
You got to do it. You got to do it, friend. It's out there.
Well, BuzzFeed highlighted us as one of the most, what is it?
The 14 podcasts that you had to listen to on your way to work, on your commute to work.
So come cool.
on,
and our siblings, the Reed were number one.
Knocking that shit out the park, okay?
Rightfully so. Even though I was kind of annoyed that they didn't use their image as the image of the article. Hello, if they're number one.
Yeah.
They used another one. That's fine. But we were on there too, and that's awesome. That was always, it's always nice to be, to see that we're being well received. It's always a good feeling.
Yes. Absolutely. Out of all these podcasts, you could have been anywhere in the podcast, but y'all was here with us for that list.
Right.
So okay. Thank you, BuzzFeed.
And thank you, everybody that's been out there listening, because we wouldn't be here without y'all.
Right.
What about you, friend? What did you find?
I dipped into the SoundCloud streets.
Okay, you're back in the SoundCloud streets.
I'm back home. So Chef Bae
okay.
said, my ex was fixated on having children by the age of 30 and settling down. He caught me with that because men my age don't think like that. But it was the concept that he was obsessed with. He didn't want to put in the work, to make it to marriage. He didn't understand that a relationship required respect and teamwork. He had a new girl less than a month after we broke up, and I'm sure she will be pregnant by his 30th birthday this July.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I know what that feels
better
like.
Better than you.
Right? When it's a concept. Something similar happened with us. Someone who was kind of pressing me about like marriage and kids, and I'll admit sometimes I'll be like, well, okay, whatever, and they're like asking for baby names, and I'll like play along.
Yeah.
like, let's just get through this.
Like, I'll give you what you need.
And so
we came up with a kid name, and you know that it's his kid's name.
What an ass. Are you serious,
and I always felt so weird about that because I'm like,
right,
that's awkward as fuck. Like, you just
like,
moved
did you
on
tell
and
your
were
woman
like,
that...
I'm still naming my kid that.
Right. Maybe he was like, well, shit. I said
kid.
It first if you remember the conversation.
But how you sit with someone like, she gonna have your eyes.
That's why we're not talking.
She gonna have your
baby named Medina and shit. She like that, and she's showing the baby off to everybody. Her aunts and shit. They all hug Medina the whole time.
Oh no.
Meanwhile, I'm on Twitter like,
oh shit.
Funky Cole Medina.
What about you, Dustin? What you find?
Oh shit. Yeah, I guess
street.
I gotta do that. Okay. So, shit. Okay, here we go. So, shout out really quick. I just want to give a couple shout outs from the Oscars last night. First of all, Regina King won Best Supporting Actress for her role in If Beale Street Could Talk. And apparently the streets were singing a sweet song for her because she won.
She's in a winning season, okay?
Love it.
Like,
so
clean,
bomb.
Sweet.
Well-deserved.
What a full circle moment, right? That was Brenda from 227.
Wow.
Winning an Academy Award. So my heart was just jumping for joy. And I was so happy to see that. And so Variety Magazine, on their Twitter account, they posted the coolest clips of the winners of the awards getting their actual awards engraved at the Governor's Ball. You know, that's the tradition. Excuse me, self. Get it together. That's the tradition. You take your statue to the Governor's Ball after party, and that's where they actually engrave it with your name what you won for. Yeah.
Oh, so you actually take the statue?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they like shipped it to you.
No, you take the statue
and
go to
around.
The party. It's yours at that point.
Wow.
Like, you go to the party and
that's something.
It.
Walking into the party.
I was
party
about to say, don't let me just be walking around with no damn award now.
I'd be shook to like leave it somewhere though. Like,
exactly.
It's an Oscar.
But not let it go. That whole night is glued.
You know,
like
I would put mine right in my crotch and be sitting there talking to everybody with my legs crossed at the ankle, holding the Oscar right in between my crotch. If you can get it, if you can get it there, you deserve it. And I'm just gonna have them send me a new one anyway. But anyway,
put that shit on the chain.
So that's a big moment, right? That's a big moment for Academy Award winners, and we actually got a chance to see it. Variety captured footage of the winners accepting Eric. taking their statues to get engraved. So Regina King was just so humble and just so, she was just full of emotion, very nice and sweet to everybody around her. She congratulated one of the other winners, this white lady that didn't say congratulations back, and Regina was still sweet when she did it, but I clocked it. So shout out to Variety. They showed that. They also showed Hannah Beechler, the first African-American to win Best Production Design.
Wow, okay.
Amazing.
Yep. And hers was really sweet. She said, I did my best and my best is good enough.
Amen.
So unlike that song, you know the song, I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. She said, that's a damn lie. Hers was. So shout out to her. And there was something else from the, oh, also shout out to Juvenile of Cash Money Records. Yesterday was the 20th anniversary of Back That Ass Up.
Wow.
I could have saved it for the Music Man segment, but I feel like it belongs up front, like Rosa Parks. So shout out to them. I'm so excited that I was there to see that song and watch it grow and evolve and be what it's always been to me, which is a classic. And I want to give my last tweet shout out to Love the Puck, just like it sounds, who tweeted a video of a woman in a walker, an old woman literally running across a wooden floor in a walker. And they accompanied the video clip by saying, me in a few years when I hear Cash Money Records taking over for the 99 and the 2000. And look at the video of the lady in the walker running across the floor.
Oh, shit.
I felt like that was the proper clothes.
Might as well have.
Oh, my God.
Them back wheels were smoking.
Okay. Roadrunner.
So, yeah.
Meet.
So shout out to her, and that's all.
Sweet. So for this week's episode, so because we took our break.
Yes, I need to know what you finna talk about.
No, it's nothing crazy, I promise. So remember we took our break. I think our last episode last month was, in December was on the 19th. Then we took some time, and there was something not funny, it was kind of crazy actually, that happened that we never recapped because once we came back, so much was going on with us trying to like jump back into the loop. But let me see if I can trigger your memory. So on December 27th, it was a Thursday.
Oh my God, Fred.
At 9:12 p.m., a smoke-filled sky in New York City turned a fluorescent shade of blue.
Why you gonna bring this up like that? Why are you saying it like that?
Because no, come on, you guys. We never talked about this. And I realized it because I don't know what I was reading. And it, like, they were showing the images of that night. And I was like, oh, my God, we never talked about
this. Oh, so you didn't see it when it happened?
No, I did.
I was about to say.
I'm saying it, like, jogged my memory of the fact that we never covered the craziness was that we thought we were having an alien fucking invasion.
I thought they was here.
In New York City. Where were you guys that night? Because I saw all of us tweeting, like, what the fuck?
I was leaving the movies with Crystal. We saw Spider-Man.
Oh, shoot. Of course.
And then, this hoe going to say, Crystal was going to say, oh, my spider powers is finna activate. I was like, that is not how this works. Like, you see this blue light in the sky, you think now you finna be Spider Girl now? Like,
are you scared?
Hell yes. When I tell you it was a daytime in the night and we had just walked out the movie. So I'm like, it is 9. What time? Like, what the fuck? What is that light? And it was off in the distance, but you could see it covered like the whole. Because you know from Magic Johnson, like you only see that side of Queens anyway. So it looked like the whole thing was lit up. But then I started looking to the side and I was like, it's dark over there. It's lit over there. It's dark over there. Like freaking out.
Where were you, Dustin?
All right. So busted, right? So I was actually on a date. Right. But at the beginning of the day, on God, y'all, this is how it went down. Right. So I was in a lift. Right. And I was waiting on, I was on, like East Harlem, Upper East Side area, right? Mm-hmm. Right in that, you know, that little nook.
Yeah.
And so you can see you have a straight shot
I'll
view.
See you right
of,
there.
Okay. So I'm sitting at the corner in the car, in the lift, waiting on the person to come downstairs and get in the car, right?
I would have left and been like, that's a sign from God.
But wait, let me tell you. My ass was in the back seat, head down in my phone. I heard the driver like, yo, what the fuck? So I'm thinking we about to get like in an accident or something. And I'm like, it will be my luck to get hit while I'm stopped standing still and ain't even doing nothing to nobody. Somebody gonna run into me. Of course, that's how it's gonna happen. But anyway, so once I realized we wasn't getting hit, I looked up and realized it was daylight outside. And I'm like, it's 9 motherfucking o'clock or whatever time it was. I'm like, hold on. So I looked and I realized, then I put two and two together. By that time, he had opened the car door and was standing outside. So shit, I looked outside and made sure it wasn't no like aliens or nothing running down the street.
How did you not, you didn't know.
But I had to know what the fuck was going on while it was daytime. But it was also that electric blue. But the, so everywhere, you obviously know how I reacted to that. But yeah, the funny part was, it literally felt like the fucking movies because everybody, you know, this is New York City and there's lots of people, like there's lots of pedestrian traffic. Mm-hmm. So when I got out the car, I looked up and realized, or looked around rather, and realized that it literally looked like a movie. People holding hands with a little kid and they both looking up at the sky.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hands. It literally looked like the whole city was doing the mannequin challenge.
Oh,
and like
yo,
looking up in the air. It was unreal.
It was unreal. First of all, I just realized that there might be people who do not know what the hell we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Not everybody be on Twitter. But on the night, it was a Thursday, December 27th, like I said, there was an electrical fire, an explosion, transformers at Con Edison. But it made the sky turn this like electric blue. And then it was like purple. Then
it
was like pinks. Yeah. Then it was straight white. And then the clouds were in a strange formation. And I don't know if you guys felt it, but there was a vibration and like a humming that was
there
stuck
absolutely
in my
was.
Ears.
There was a sound. And,
it was a
and
huge
that's why
sound.
It felt like a movie, I felt like, though, because we were indoors and it still like, like I could
you
feel
it. You could feel and then it when we, before you even came out.
Yeah, because when we came outside, like we heard it, and then it started to finally go dark again. And I was like, this, like, either niggas is gonna start disappearing,
or
that's how I felt. Like we had just seen that too.
What made it so weird? Two things.
Are
number
you
one,
like a Marvel movie,
right? In
out.
The Spider-Verse, where they travel in different universes and shit.
So we didn't know that it was no motherfucking fire at Con Edison. All we knew was we heard a crazy ass noise and it literally turned as bright as daylight. The difference was it wasn't a normal like daylight colored blue sky. It was literally like an electric blue,
like an alien,
like an alarm clock letter or number blue. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That the color it was. And it was
almost
unreal.
Neon.
Yeah, it was like a neon blue color. And then it was turning into white and you realized that something was going on. But it was so expansive. It wasn't like an isolated light.
No,
it literally
no.
became
the entire, and it was all of Manhattan.
Yes.
So here's what I was in my living room. Here's the craziest part.
Oh, yeah,
so I was burning.
Yeah,
because you see how my window like sees the whole bridge. So I'm meditating, bro. Their faces. I'm burning
Baby.
Resins, meditating.
Baby.
And I feel the vibration. I was like, ooh, I went a little too deep.
He was like, ooh, which chakra level was this?
Right.
I got to reel out. Let me reel out. And then I open my eyes and I see the sky is fucking blue.
Oh, my God.
And I know.
Oh, my God. You're like, ooh, I unlocked a new vision. What's happening?
When I tell you, I got on my knees. My knees. And I was like, okay, Lord. Whatever your will is.
Oh, no.
Man.
And then I was like, no. And then I snapped too, because all jokes aside, that was fucking crazy that I happened to be meditating when that was happening. I go on Twitter, because that's always the first place, and I type in light sky Manhattan. And then all I saw was people like, yo, what the fuck is this shit? I was like, okay, so it's not just me tripping. I open my window, I look out, and I see all the dudes on the block dying. Some of them were dying laughing. They were like, what the fuck is going on? And you saw other people running as fast as fuck. The cabs were driving hella fast. Like, everyone was reacting differently, which I think was probably the most fascinating part of it, is like how people handle not knowing. Because like Dustin said, we didn't know for hours. Remember? We didn't know for hours.
Zero idea.
And really, it was only if you were on Twitter, because that's where I saw like the breaking news of it being Con Edison. Obviously, if you were on TV, I'm sure they mentioned it.
I tweeted, dog, 9:15 p.m. And then it's the light.
Look at that.
That's it. That's exactly what color it was.
Listen to Crystal.
This is
Yo.
And that was inside.
That, oh yeah, that is a movie theater.
And it was getting darker at that point because that right, shit was brighter.
And
than
look, because it was lighter over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, look at that. It literally
and
looks like a tell, like a cartoon.
Because it was so flickering.
Lit. Yeah,
it was the flicker that was making me anxious because I was like,
was
"Y'all,
coming
this
through the portal."
Right.
That's what I was thinking about.
Who the fuck want to see some UFO shit? I don't want to.
I don't want to see it.
Well, that was my next question.
I watch all the sci-fi movies in the world, but I don't want to see that shit in real life.
No, but okay, so that was my next question. They said it was Con Edison.
Right, I don't believe that.
We don't know if it was Con Edison.
I don't believe that.
I mean,
that for
I didn't hear
second.
Nothing about that after, but what if it was, like, all jokes aside, let's just say hypothetically speaking, what if it wasn't Con Edison and when you had looked up, you saw something part the sky?
I'm glad you asked
and
this.
And start coming down towards the city. What would have been the first thing that you did?
I would have, first of all, oh my God, I probably would have shit on myself. Are you crazy? Like, real talk? Like, you see, like for
some
real.
Some niggas dropping out of the sky, you're like,
what? And like, and that light and shit. And then I'm gonna be like, why is it right here? Like, damn, right. I ain't even at home. It ain't like I can save none of my stuff. Like,
oh,
I was just,
God.
I started thinking about all that. And then, you know, it's not a good time for no environmental surprises and shit right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
North Korea and shit. I don't know what's going on.
That
like,
too, we didn't know if it was
we,
war,
I didn't know.
Missile.
I right, thought that we was out of here. I thought we was out of here, for real. Like, I thought that was the end.
What came to your mind when you saw it? What did you think? Like, what was your immediate reaction that was happening?
I knew that something had happened, and I knew that I seen something. That's what I knew.
Did you think it was war related? Or
I didn't know what it was, but I knew something had happened, and I was trying to get home to my sister, to be honest with you.
Oh.
I still went on my date though, but like
that's
I did. But I thought about her, you know what I'm saying? Because we would separate, and I, of course, if some, you know, if something come out the sky, I wanted to be by her, you know.
Oh.
But like that shit had me. I was scared as hell. I ain't even gonna lie. Terrifying. Y'all know I don't be scared of nothing, knock on wood, but like ooh. That.
No, I never. Terrifying. I don't think I've ever felt that way. I don't think I ever felt that way because it was that feeling of like, for me at least, it was that feeling of like,
sorry.
Oh shit, is this really happening?
Yeah, like
this is going down. Like I thought it was alien invasion. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
But low key, I was excited too.
Not excited, friend.
I was excited.
What was you gonna do when the aliens got here, friend?
I would have gone downstairs.
Oh no, friend.
I really would have.
I'm gonna tell you right now, if we together,
been like, I've been waiting.
I'm gonna tell you right now, if we together and the aliens show up, friend, we going separate ways.
You know they gonna give and, me that. Like,
I was gonna say, but if I see you on the other side of it and you still cool with them, vouch for me. I'm just my friend, you know.
So
I
you
can't
see
stump.
Me get zapped up real quick,
right?
But
like,
then you might come back down as the baddest bitch that ever was.
Hello,
like they came for me, and I was like, oh well, this is a different kind of party, man. Right,
let's wait, what about you? What was your immediate reaction? You think war, aliens?
So immediately, I thought aliens, because you know
that's so crazy.
Because I think there's a difference. For me, I always thought, you know, I live in New York, so some shit could happen, like on the wharf. Like, I always thought, damn, I gotta live in New York. Some shit, if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen here.
Yeah.
And I always think that. But when I saw that light, I said, this is some extraterrestrial shit. And I don't know if at the time I was just watching too much Travelers, like this was a show on Netflix I watched, but I watched tons of sci-fi. So when I seen that blue light, that was the Independence Day blue. That was the skyline blue. Like, I've seen all these alien movies, and it was particular
that
blue.
Exact shade of alien invasion.
And I was
blue.
Like, and white. And like
and
even
white,
the pink and all,
the
like
pink.
Autumn colors.
Yo,
like,
when the sky turned purple, I was like, yo.
That whole
that blue
palette.
Had me fucked up. I ain't gonna lie. That shit had me fucked up. And it was so bright.
Yeah.
It was so bright.
Yep.
And the vibration. Like, my ears were literally popping. But, so if it was an alien, y'all would have freaked out?
Hell motherfucking yeah. And you know why I would have freaked out? Because I've seen all these movies where the shit goes wrong. Like, there's always, like, somebody super
but
level-headed.
But that's Hollywood. It's gonna make the aliens seem like the villain.
Well, no. Not even.
How the fuck we supposed to
but
know?
Not even,
I bet you they're
not
really
even
sweet.
On that front.
But they might not even have a concept of
so
sweet.
Let me finish what I'm about to say, because not even on that front, what you trying to say? I hate in the movies, there's always the people that think, oh, the aliens might be here to help. And then there's always the niggas that's like, nah, we gonna shoot them niggas. And then they hit the button and fuck it all up. And then we all fuck.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be put in that type of situation. Right. I would rather the extraterrestrials stay away until they can speak English and be like, hey, we here, but we helping. If y'all want to shit, just let me know. We'll turn back.
They're gonna communicate via telepathy. They're gonna and just see, talk to you through your mind.
Niggas is too damn skeptical. They're gonna be like, nigga, you think you a yalla? You don't know nothing. Get out my face. And then we fuck. Like, see?
I just got a request.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want them to have them, like, them squishy eyelids. You know what I'm talking about?
What do you
mean? In the movies, like, the aliens, like, they have, like, the eyelids. It'd be, like, that slimy shit, that material. Like, when they blink, it'd be like, oh, when the eyelids go down and that slimy smack. I just don't want them to have that kind of shit. If they regular motherfuckers, like, just don't be clammy. I don't know.
But
like,
what if they're cool? What if they came
to touch,
down?
No, to the this, touch?
No. Like cool to energy. Touch. Like, what if they came down and came up to you and
like
were
dry
like,
ice. And
what? Honey pot aliens.
I wonder what the aliens have coochies too. Like, well, they would have to reproduce. Maybe they wouldn't though.
Have you
they're aliens,
seen,
so nothing makes. See, that's why it's too many variables.
You ever seen that show? It used to come on ABC, I think. V.
V?
It was
V for Vendetta or
it was,
whatever.
Well, no, it was V and it stood for Visitors because it was a series about like some aliens that ended up coming to Earth.
What?
And how,
I'm late.
And so this was like an older show, but anyway, it was aliens that came to Earth and they were providing help. But then some of the people discovered that the aliens was really trying to plot for their takeover. But they were doing it so discreetly because they were helping all the humans and then they were helping people get pregnant, like, you know, reversing like ailments and shit like that. But then they were really trying to set us up and hurt us so they could use us later. So that's
trust
what I'm thinking.
No alien.
No, you don't know that though. They might
you
be
just
like,
don't
really
know.
But here's the thing.
It's that
one. Oh, that one?
That one. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it was
no,
a
I never 2009.
Damn. Wow. 10 years ago.
What do you think? First of all, do you believe in aliens? You think they exist?
Yes, I do.
You've
I
seen them
like
Trump the rallies. We know damn well aliens exist.
I think Men in Black was spot on. There's bureaus for it. No, I don't think that. But I do think that there's some shit out there. It's, the universe
there
is just
has
too
to
big.
Be too expansive
it's too big.
For us to be the only motherfuckers on this shit.
There are just
there's
too
no
many
way.
Cool things that we see like on a microscopic level. So I can only imagine what exists like an outer space, like shit we can't even get to.
Right.
Or and, shit that might
and the
we
different
can get to
forms
can't even see.
That they must take. Because
right.
we think
they might
them
be
in
gas.
Like a linear 3D, but they might be like
they might just be lights and
light.
Shit.
Yeah, or energy.
Or just the sound. Be like, I can't see you. And they just making noises.
That's
and
why
shit.
You can't even worry about it.
Or something you can't even see because it's not within like our field of depth. Like,
hey,
who
you talking
knows?
About they dapping you up. See what I'm saying?
I really feel like, well, I don't know. What do you think they think of us?
They probably think we're reprehensible. Awful people. Awful beings.
You think so?
It's yeah. safe to say.
Of how we treat the
what
Earth.
Do we think about people? So safe. You think if we can't stand these motherfuckers, you know, aliens bent over it. Because they already seen, obviously, they've seen the beginning, middle, and the end of all our lives.
Right.
So they over it. They like, y'all ain't never going to learn. Niggas really ain't shit. You know what I'm saying?
If they advanced enough,
in the ocean.
If they advanced enough to travel here and then they don't, like they just be staying away because they think we dumb or whatever, I think that they probably are like super intelligent. Like they're like, we see what y'all do and we not trying to
and
fuck with
that
at all.
And we want no parts. But you don't think that they have some kind of pact or communication with the government? Like some kind of boundary where it's like the government has them in check a little bit. Like, listen, we'll give you what you guys need as long as you don't slide down on 125th Street at the Magic Johnson Theater and fucking scare people as they're coming out from Spider-Man movie. Like, what do you think there's some kind of pact
so
that we just don't know?
So they got anything to offer?
That's what
I can the government give them?
Teslas.
Right, and they would be attracted to the doors going up, right?
Why is there a Tesla in space?
Soulja Boy. Imagine.
Why is there what
you think
Soulja
Boy is an alien?
He put a Tesla in space, didn't he?
He do look like that skull emoji.
Oh my God.
Now that's you know what? That's an amazing segue because now Elon Musk is creating that mm-hmm. shuttle that's supposed mm-hmm. to take, is it to Mars, I believe?
Yeah, I ain't getting on that thing.
Would you guys go if it became a thing? Obviously, you wouldn't be part of the like beta program that's testing
right.
it out, but would you be, if once it's like, you know, tested out and there's this a clear direction and they landed and it's, you know that this works. It's not like a tester anymore. And it's a clear route. That's the word I was looking for. Would you be down to go check out what's going on in Mars?
Mm-mm. No.
No? You wouldn't be the least bit curious?
No, no. You know, my equilibrium. First of all, you can't even sit the fuck down. Everything's floating. I like to eat before I go to things like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want my stomach off flipping and flopping all over the place. It's just too many unknowns. And I don't trust these people on the ground. So why would I trust them taking me to... You think I'm finna let you... what, I'm gonna do Uber back? You know what I'm saying? If shit go left, like, no, I'm not going. I'm sorry.
Can I tell you...
great opportunity, great idea, won't be doing it.
I feel you.
The only movie that had me interested in space was Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century.
Dang, what year was that?
I don't damn remember. Back with Raven Simone, back when she was on there.
I remember.
Hazidas Lapidus. That was the only time I thought it would be kind of cool to go to space, because they would take their little shuttle to the space camp thing to see protozoa perform and all that shit. I was like, damn, this is kind of funny.
Oh,
cool.
That's so dope.
But like, outside of that, I can't do it. Like, if we do start moving to Mars or taking trips to Mars and stuff like that, I'm going to work my hardest to make sure if I have some kids and they want to do that, that they can do that. Because that it's their life.
Cool. I mean,
what is their life?
You let your kids go to... I know. I mean, I heard can't about control letting your kids, you know, play outside the lawn or whatever, the yard. You going to let your kids go to fucking Mars?
Let me tell you something.
I mean, if they
if
want
I
to.
Give birth to somebody that is smart and intelligent enough to become space related, you know, intergalactic and all that, power to you, child. I love you so much and I hope you can do it and live.
Aww.
But I can't do it. So do it for me. Because I'm not doing that. I can't.
I think I'm going to be a pretty cool dad, but I don't know if I'm going to be ice cold.
I guess I would be curious. I can't lie. Like, if I start seeing that civilizations are being developed, and the absolutely. Only thing that I will admit is that, like, the images that we'll be seeing is literally that, images.
Right. The story that they give.
It's the story that they create, whatever narrative, whatever projection they want to say is happening, and you really don't know.
So you think it's like a hotel that's got good pictures and you show up and it's a piece of shit?
You think it's Fire Festival when you get there?
It's Asante's Airbnb in Atlanta. Okay. You know what I mean? With some
aliens show up like, what the hell going on up in here?
I'm taking my TV.
Okay. Like, goddamn.
So that would be my only concern. And like Dustin said, it's a long ways from home. So it's not like you can go and then be like, oh no, like,
what time the next one coming? Nigga, you on Mars.
And then you time travel, you know, you're traveling through space, that take a long ass time.
That's
understand.
True. And you come so time back, I work and it differently might be on like Mars too. 15 years later or earlier. You don't know when you came back. That's, you know what movie I love? Interstellar.
I love Interstellar.
That is
beautiful.
One of my favorite fucking movies of all. Do you know I cried?
I did too.
I
it
cried.
Was beautiful.
I cried. I came out of there and was crying. My ex was like, wow, you really like that movie.
It was,
like, it was so good. Like, because it confirmed.
I'm gonna watch that again on my 4K TV.
Oh, that's probably gonna be crazy on 4K. It confirmed a lot of my beliefs about dimensions and time, space. You know how I always go into those combos. And so to see it in the big screen, I just felt so, like, affirmed.
Can I tell you how good is that? It was so good, but it was also kind of annoying to in that manner to me, because it was kind of like, well, damn, we do have, like, the blueprint and know, like, because this makes sense, but why can't we really, like, get here?
Like, really make sense of it.
And
that shit is
that's another reason I think the aliens probably stay away. They're like, look at these niggas. They just worried about all this shit on Earth. We traveling around. We're not going to share our tech with y'all. Y'all could do it the way we did it. Like, they probably thinking like that. So what they gonna come? What we gonna do a pack with them for?
I didn't know y'all believed in aliens.
Who said I do?
Who said that?
Yeah. I don't know nothing. I don't want no trouble. I don't know nothing. I'm not trying to find out. If y'all trying to stay on the low, cool with me. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, I'm straight. And I'm gonna tell you something else, back dialing back to your original points about civilizations developing. Mm-hmm. Now, you know people who live on space gonna be crazy.
You think?
Yes, we ain't supposed to be up there.
We ain't
so you get up there and the gravitational pools be all fucked up, draining you out. We think we tired now. Imagine if the moon was sucking the shit out of you when you go up there.
There are a lot of theories that the wealthy, who obviously are going to be the ones to partake first because they'll be able to afford the price of these shuttles to space, that this is some kind of plot or ploy to
get us
leave
up out of here.
No. Get themselves up out of here.
Because Earth is dying.
Because Earth is, well, quote unquote dying. Right. I doubt it'll die, but we'll die first.
Not in our lifetime, right? That's why I'd be like, not in my lifetime. I'll be straight.
Earth is like, bitch, you'll die before I would. Okay. Trust that. No, but, right. I, but I do. But I mean, that's actually another point. What if they ship our asses, all the pores, out to Mars and they, you know, figure out their little gluten-free vegan lifestyles down here while we're over there.
Up. Let me tell you what happened. Before we get to
ain't
that
it always
point,
nighttime in space?
I don't or see you.
Every
you
picture even... I see, the night sky is black. Have you ever seen a picture of daylight in space?
Well, I guess it's going to depend on what the sun situation is like. Because some of them planets can't be having multiple beach moons and shit.
Yeah. Like
some of them might have beautiful
all
beaches because
of
all the
all
different
the
shit.
All the scientists listening to us are rolling yeah out of their
they're
eyes
like these
what?
Motherfuckers have zero clue. And speaking of zero clue.
Exactly.
I had zero clue when I was watching Life. I thought I was watching The Other Life.
Oh, when the I one seen with it, Martin?
When I seen it on the plane, I was like, they got life on here.
Oh,
and then
no,
it was the Jake Gyllenhaal one.
What happened to me? Yo, that twisted ass yo, that alien movie. I was fucked up.
I was sitting up here thinking I'm about to see Eddie Murphy and Marlon to get a good laugh on.
And
I'm like, do you want your cornbread? I'm thinking I'm finna like die on this plane, have a black ass time. No, had an interterrestrial last time. I was pissed. I don't want to give away the end, but that part fucked me up.
Absolutely.
All I know is if anybody goes to space and brings anything back, whether it be like a disease or entity or whatever the fuck, I just
an entity,
a disease. Can you imagine getting burned in space?
Oh, child.
Oh my God.
Dustin. You,
never mind. Never mind. That's gonna get us kicked off the network. Never mind.
I didn't know where we was gonna go.
Woo. But I just, you know, that was something that I was thinking about, and I was like, that was a really, really scary night. And seeing even on Twitter how people were reacting, people were freaking the fuck
hell
out.
Yeah, well,
like,
scared
I mean,
as hell.
Freaking the
I'm
fuck out.
I'm just glad
out
no one was looting, because I knew that was oh, coming shit next. Once I saw that light the way it was, I said, everybody's about to start going crazy. Like, I knew I wasn't going to get a cab or nothing. I was thinking, like, I'm at
everyone the in Harlem was just running, which is yes the funniest shit. Yes. I was trying not to laugh
because when I came downstairs, it was like waves of people moving and yes shit. I was like, oh, no, baby. I got
to
get out of here.
My thing, I just wanted to know what the hell was going on so I could figure out what to do. You right know what I'm saying? I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Do you think they would tell us if it was something?
No, that's why I had to look for myself. Hell no. You know, they ain't gonna tell us because they already done got, the jig is already up at that point because whoever then got over on them if the sky didn't opened up at that point. So they ain't telling us shit.
I can't believe you guys aren't excited to meet aliens.
No. Listen, have you ever
think
seen the movie?
Think of the conversations y'all could have.
I just feel like we're gonna be looking at each other like this.
You know what you was know a good movie?
Just so we can figure out if we even, you know.
I think you, yeah. I become skeptical just thinking about how humans communicate and how it just doesn't work out ever. Like right now,
we gotta get we gotta get on the same page. I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Like right now,
Dustin's over here traumatized.
Have you seen the movie Arrival?
Arrival. What happened? Wait.
So it's
me.
Amy Adams that's in this one. I always forget who.
I thought it was about menopause.
I won't choke on my teeth.
Arrival.
Oh my God.
It's about these like big figures, these big like spaceships pretty much. They show up like in different parts of the world. Mm-hmm. And so like teams in like Russia and China, and then there's one here. Like people like the teams go out and they try to figure out like what the fuck is happening on these spaceships. And it's aliens pretty much.
Wait, and, like they came down far enough where you could see them?
Yep. Like these pillars just showed up in different parts of the world. And
what?
And so everybody was trying to figure out like whether the pillars were hostile or if they were friendly. Mm-hmm. And so the aliens were basically trying to like give us tech, like an attack was going to come and they were trying to help us. And,
oh.
But they couldn't communicate appropriately with us. So they had like people that were part of each team that the aliens ended up, I guess, communicating with telepathically, like showing them vision and shit and helping them out. And I thought that was
dope. That's why I don't buy it, though. You could have did that shit in the first place.
What you mean?
If you can communicate telepathically, telephone book, whatever the
but
fuck.
But maybe they need to get within a certain radius to do it.
But this is why I be scared about aliens showing up right here, because can't nobody communicate about nothing. Like, you talking about it being easy like that. What if they can't establish a connection because they're from different planets or whatever?
How do you know you can if you can't?
Look, But you don't skeptical. But they damn aliens. So it's like, how do you know really what they can do and what they can't do? How do they know what we can do and what we can't do? So they might come here.
That's what I'm saying. How do they know they can't communicate with us then? It's a lie somewhere. That's all I've got to say.
I forgot the point. Go on.
Wait, but what happens? Well, I guess don't tell me what happens because I don't want to ruin it. But so does it work out?
Or it finally. Like, but, you know, it was that whole back and forth with, like, are we going to trust the aliens or are we going to just make a move now before they kill us? Right? Because it's like that game of time. Like, it's like war for real, but it's with different forms of life. And you really don't know what you're up against at all. So do you trust it for a while or do you wait to your demise?
I mean, that
or,
is a scary
like, that's what
part.
It feels like.
Know.
So it's like you up here talking about it's cool. And in my mind, I would love for, like, some aliens to jump in to be like, hey, we got some new life forms here and they finna give us some new shit or we finna put them on to trap music or
but
something.
But it could be like E.T. and he comes kick it with you in your room.
No, we far away from E.T., honey.
Now, do you believe the people who have said that they've been abducted and have been, like, zapped up? And you see the images all the time of, like, the light coming down and the person floating up into the saucer. Oh, I remember the crop circles?
Yes.
Where people... Do you think aliens did the crop circles?
I haven't heard an account that I believe, but I do believe that that shit do be happening.
And that they be taking them. You think they hurt them or they just take them just to kind of like...
They probably try to figure out what the fuck we about. Like if we had the opportunity... Like let's say we on Mars, right? One of our little drones. I'm sure that somebody... is like a scientist or whoever in the government is more than likely trying to get the alien sample, whether it be a piece of DNA or some shit, or whether it be a dead alien, or whether they just take one.
There's images on YouTube. You know, I'd be on the like conspiracy theory corner of YouTube, and they are images. Obviously, we don't know if they've been doctored, but there are images of so-called aliens that are like being held in labs.
How many
what they look like?
That's the thing. They kind of look like the movie Aliens, the typical like bobblehead.
Like they're going to have a hands and feet. That's what be fucking me up.
With the big buggy eyes and like the thin, the long thin neck and the long fingers. That's I'm like, I don't know. That looks like a costume.
Laying on, they laying up like on a bed, friend.
Like a lab table.
There's pictures I'm sending them, the grandma's
it's
chair.
My ass. You know, that blue, like,
the black chair everybody.
Right, like
first the wicker chair. The grandma wicker chair.
They got aliens sitting up in one.
With a Pendleton blanket.
You ever seen that? You ever seen the plug walk video? Rich the Kid?
No. They got aliens in
it's a gag alien that he got dancing in the video.
Because,
you know, he talking about plug walk. He's like, spaceship, like it's E.T. So he randomly got some alien in the video, like partying with the bitches and in the car and shit.
Oh, shit.
Why? I just, come on.
I be wanting to believe the alien abduction stories. Because I'm like, I mean, I know people make shit up, but I'm like, that had to have happened.
I believe it.
At some points, aliens had to have taken one of us up there to communicate. But I do always wonder if it's like friendly or aggressive. Because I'm open to it.
Taken.
Take it. I'm open to it.
I am.
Don't say that,
friend.
Nice. What if our podcast, I was just about to say, what if we beamed up right now and they're like, oh, I got to find this friend now.
They're going to roll up in Harlem tonight.
And she be
like,
fresh too? Like, friend,
leave them aliens alone, girl.
They will come to my house in the form of sneakers.
Yeah. My last sci-fi flick that got me fucked up, right?
Yes.
There's a movie called Skyline. And it's got...
How do you know all these movies?
I told you, I watch all... Like, I love all that sci-fi shit. I watch all the sci-fi shit, but that's why, like, that's it. I can watch it because I'm interested in it, but I don't want to be abducted. Like, if it's friendly and cool, fine. Like, if it is an exchange and a trade, cool. But I'm going to be that skeptical nigga. Like, what do y'all really want with us? You know, humans might be simple compared to y'all asses. What you want?
What if they try to have sex with you or something?
But what if their sex is...
You don't think that'd be cool?
But what if their sex is different?
That might be popping.
But what if their sex is different? What if their type of popping? What if their type of popping ends with you getting your head bit off at the end of it?
Oh, damn.
And they're looking at you like, well, the mantises do it. The humans don't do it. And it's like, no, that ain't how we do our morals.
Too late for me to answer.
Right. So that's what I'm like. That's why I'd be skeptical. And I say that to say on Skyline, it got me fucked up because I forgot the name of the leads, but one of them was the nigga from Scrubs and the Clueless series and all that shit. And he was in it.
Oh, the black dude?
Yes, he's in it. But
I forget his name.
One of the characters, like, he ends up defeating one of the aliens, but then he gets on their ship, and then I think he gets caught anyway. But his brain ends up getting put in one of the alien soldiers' bodies. So he's supposed to be a soldier now to fight with the other aliens. So they realized that the aliens was taking everybody's brains and then reformatting them as soldiers. But he kept his brain power.
Sounds so nice, just right, friend?
It was so weird. The ending was so weird because he like ended up keeping his thoughts because his brain was so strong that in his alien body, he found his wife or girlfriend, whoever that was pregnant, still as a human. And as opposed to killing her, she just looked at his big alien looking ass.
And knew it was him?
Yes. And I was like, nah, y'all got me fucked
energy.
Up. Because friend, if you came back to me as one of them aliens.
You would know it's
me. I don't know. Well, because it's you, you
like,
might.
I hey, beautiful one.
I was about to say, well, what if you can't speak no more and you just got one of them forms and you like, I feel like you would do something. I bet, is that friends? But I might not know friends. So if you come up in my place and you just breaking the doors down because you don't know how to control your damn body or something, but then you start meditating, then you get in the sitting position. I'm like, oh, that's friend. You, she meditating?
Oh my God. I'll come with the Palo Santo. You'd be like, that's the friend alien. I don't know. I think it's cool. I'm not scared by it. To be honest, when I saw the lights, like I said, there was that part of me that was like, oh, I've been
it's
waiting.
It's my time.
Yeah, like it was that feeling of like, oh, how cool. Like this is that moment that you've been waiting for. At least I should speak for myself. And I've been really wanting to experience in all those alien movies and books that you've read and cartoons. And I'm just like, I'm so ready because I have a feeling that they're super cool. I really feel that way. I think they're super cool. I don't think they're here to harm us. If anything, I think they want to help us elevate our consciousness. I really believe that. Obviously, there might be different ones, I'm sure. Like, maybe there are some from somewhere else that aren't as nice. But for the most part, I feel like the one that I meet is going to be really nice.
So you would get you an alien boyfriend?
I mean, I don't know if we'd date, but...
Okay, so what if you...
We can, like, hang.
Okay, bullshit time.
Watch
okay,
Netflix.
So what if you date a nigga, he's perfect, and everything's going, and, like, a year or two down the road, he tell you, I'm an alien. And then you see his form, and he look real, like, crazy.
And he, like, shapeshifts? That would
or what
be
if he like
bonkers.
But what if he tells you, he's like, I'm an alien, but I only can use this body once, so if I remove it, like, you won't ever see it again. Like, you'll just see me. Would you ever... do that and he changes forms in front of you?
I think I'd be all right with that.
Okay, but what if his form is like crazy? Or what if he's like, I now have to live in the water only for the rest of this?
Like that movie with the fish that the lady was had sex with.
What is it? The color of water or some shit? The shape of water?
Shape of water.
I didn't watch it.
Fucking a dolphin.
She fucked a fish.
No, oh my God. I did not see it.
She fucked a fish.
That was the real blackfish. That's what happened at SeaWorld. Oh, secrets out. They was fucking the whales.
Why did Peter say nothing about that? Peter
you know
bothered every
damn
body.
I watched that on a flight. And when it got to the scene when she was fucking the fish, oh I was God. Looking around like, oh my God. Oh my God. If people don't know what this is, they're going to be
and
like,
and I ain't never seen a
this.
Fish with a dick.
I don't
have you?
In the movie.
Wait a minute.
I thought her and the fish was scissor.
Like that. Was it some CGI or did they have some dolphin parts
no,
for real?
He's like fish a man fish.
Oh,
he's like, it's
yes.
like he has okay. a man body with
yes.
gills.
The man body.
Right. She fucking white. She fucking Lake Perch and Whiting. And
what did you say right. earlier? They furking.
Yeah. Oh, she been furking.
Oh, my God. No, but what would you do if someone you got really close to
was furking a fish?
Tells you, no, not if they're furking a fish. If they tell you that they are of an alien race and they show you, like Asante says, they make like their eyes do the squishy thing that Dustin freaks out about or something.
Well,
or lizard
I think it's
eyes.
Very
it turns
clear.
Into a lizard really quickly. And
right.
Then,
or a cyclops. Just a big ass eye.
What would you do?
Going all the way across that goddamn face. Can you imagine somebody with one eye talking to you? Talking about you see what I'm saying.
No,
now, what would I do? I would go the hell away from them with this, like Phaedra suggested.
Oh my God.
You're an alien. What the fuck else we gonna do? I'm out of here.
You've been in love this whole time.
With
and
your,
you didn't know.
I didn't know. Exactly. And now I done found out.
Now I'm on there, Jesus.
Ooh, y'all are really funny.
I am out of here. Now, and that no disrespect to the alien community. You know what I'm saying? Like,
is this an inclusive
yeah,
show?
Yeah, very inclusive. You know, I don't have no problem, you know what your makeup is your business, you know.
That's, but do you realize we have listeners that may very well be of alien race?
Yeah.
It's a race.
I mean, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like I said, I don't want nobody, I don't care what box you check. I don't want nobody to feel offended. And I definitely don't want y'all fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to bother y'all. I'm not going to tell where y'all at. I'm good. We good. We good. Me and the alien community see each other. I might even be an ally when I, now that I think about it.
Listen, I think if that's, if anything happens where the world goes crazy, I'd want to be on the side of the aliens, personally. For real.
I feel like I am because I'm very Flip De Niro to the bullshit.
Dead.
Leave me alone. And I, they, we leave each other alone. So I think they fine with me.
Wow.
So that's it. I just wanted to bring that up.
Got me over here downloading Janelle Monae now.
I love it. I love having silly conversations with you guys. But those of you who
what
are from
Loretta
New York,
Devine is an alien?
You know, there might be celebs who are aliens.
Or have been replaced.
No idea.
Remember when she played that mean lesbian on...
Like they say like about Avril Lavigne.
They bring that up all the damn time.
And Britney Spears. They say she's
Britney.
A clone.
They've been talking
she
about
She do
Britney.
Be dancing like a clone now.
They say that about she, Kanye. Forever. That's not really him. That
I don't
he's
care.
A clone.
But they do... Britney Spears do be dancing like a clone now that
you
I think about
a
it.
Clone?
And she ain't always used to be like that.
She didn't.
You know, the first time I saw Hit Me Baby One More Time, I thought it was Mad TV.
What you mean?
I thought it was a parody the first time I saw that video.
Really? Meanwhile, it was the biggest song in the freaking world.
Yeah, no, and look, and no, I respect Britney Spears and sometimes Kevin Federline, but I
yes,
literally thought that Hit Me Baby One More Time was a parody.
I'm dead.
But I love Lucky.
Oh, babe.
And
babe,
the one where she's babe. In the bathtub, speaking of people in bathtubs. What's the video where she's in the bathtub? And she
I
goes under.
Remember.
Notice me.
Not
every time.
Yes.
Every time.
Every time my fault, I come. Oh, what's the best part of the
so
song?
Small.
I guess I need you, baby. Yeah. Shout out to Britney.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sydney Spears.
Britney Jean. Britney
not
Jean.
Spears. That is so mean.
Oh, babe. Babe.
It wasn't me. But
do you remember
aliens.
Britney Houston? There was a girl who used to do parodies on YouTube. No.
Said it was me. It was aliens.
Can you go to YouTube and type in Britney Houston? I just want to know if the videos are still there.
Oh, man.
Hum Nutrition is all about making you look and feel your best. Each specific supplement packs a combo of potent ingredients designed for specific aims like clearer skin, boosted energy, or fuller hair, and is backed by clinical results. Hum focuses on preventing concerns and long-term care and repair, not damage control and covering up. Their inside-out approach to beauty goes beyond a skincare regimen alone to give you your great results. Hum's products are sustainably sourced, non-GMO, and free of soy, gluten, artificial colors, and preservatives, plus lots of vegan options. Try supplements like the Daily Cleanse, Hair Sweet Hair, Growth Gummies, Uber Energy, and more. If you aren't sure what you need, go to humnutrition.com/get_started to take a quiz and get personalized recommendations from Hum's team of registered dietitians. To make things even easier, Hum offers a monthly vitamin subscription that's affordable, flexible, convenient. I actually have some of these Hum vitamins. They sent us some. I think I have the Hair Sweet Hair Gummies, which I believe are working because,
yeah?
Yes. And the only reason I say that is because, you know, I stopped dyeing
hey,
my hair.
Going like Chia.
Okay, T and Tamara.
I had to do it. You had to.
I know that's your song, too. But we'll come back to that. I really do like the gummies because my hair feels like it's been growing back like super healthy. And I know it's just because it ain't been processed, but it feels like it's been a lot different. I was like, okay, maybe the vitamin.
It just hit me that you haven't had a wild color in a minute.
Right. And you know it's working, too, because, you know, it's like the hair and like nails vitamin. Like in my nails. Mm-hmm. I was like, I need to clip these. They're growing like fast. But
I thought you was gonna say you seen a difference in your pubes.
Ooh. I mean.
But go ahead though.
OMG.
So go to humnutrition.com/get_started for your personalized recommendations and get 20% off your purchase with code FRIENDZONE and see if it changes your pubes. That's humnutrition.com/get_started and code FRIENDZONE.
Oh, man.
Let's bring in the wind chime.
Yes, please. And we mean us, not y'all aliens.
Woo. So have you guys heard?
You know how Britney spelled.
Of a website. He spelled it the hood way. Brittany.
He spelled it like future baby mama.
Brittany Spears. Have you guys heard of a website and company named Brandless?
No, and that's probably why.
Well, you guys are about to be very excited. So Brandless is a website based out of San Francisco with some headquarters in Minneapolis that launched in July of 2017 by Leffler and Sharkley. And it's a website that sells over 350 products that are healthy, environmentally conscious. The way that it works is that they only offer one type of each item and there's no branding to it. That's why it's called Brandless. That's like the literal brand, because they feel that if they can eliminate the brand tax, which is the cost associated with marketing and advertising and having cute, looks and, and giving, you know, you have to meet with teams to create like, what will your brand look like and the shelving. And then you actually have to pay retailers as well to, they give you taxes for even being on their shelves. Just a lot of costs that are in between the supplier and the retailer. And they literally cut those costs out. So everything on the website is $3.
True them.
Isn't that insane?
So like, because this is, just tell me if I'm on here. I'm thinking it's like cool generic, right? So like, you know how you go down the grocery aisle, the white box with the black letters, it looks like Off-White.
Exactly. But the catch is, this is researched, heavily researched products that are actually environmentally conscious. So they don't sacrifice your health for the sake of it being cheap and generic.
But you can just buy soap.
Right, that tends to be the risk you take when you buy something that's at the bottom of the aisle. But with this one, they literally just cut out the middlemen and they ship it directly to you. That's how they don't, you're not paying for the extra steps, like I said, between the supplier and the retailer. And everything is a reliable fixed price of $3 simply because it's not brand name. And it makes you think of the money you spend on shit that has nothing to do with the actual product and everything to do with the cost of marketing and retailing and the truck that brings it from this state to that state and just all that in between. So I love that they figured out a way to cut out all of that and give you something that, like I said, is still healthy and does not kill your pockets. And my favorite part of it, and then the product labels, like you were saying, Dustin, about like the generic, it's literally a white box that has the product's name and 2 to 5 descriptors, whether it's like organic, kosher, gluten-free, and just very clean, very simple. And my favorite part of it is that it's a one-for-one social mission, meaning for every order you place with Brandless, they provide a meal for people in need with this charity, which is actually the third largest U.S. charity called Feeding America. They have over 200 food banks that feed more than 46 million people, and they are working together with Brandless. So every time you place an order, someone through Feeding America gets a meal. And if you sign up to be a member of Brandless, one order you place gives 2 meals out to Feeding America. So it doubles it, which, you know, obviously they have to give you incentive for signing up. Yeah. So I love that.
I love it too. I had a question though.
Yeah.
Is the food the same way as the items they sell?
Oh, I don't know what the food is.
like that, because I don't want nobody getting no potatoes. You know what I'm saying? Like
well, no, because Feeding America is an actual food bank.
I'm just kidding.
It's an actual food bank that provides meals around the country.
I'm just playing, y'all. This is amazing.
It was just like cheese.
I ain't gonna do y'all like that. I'm still gonna buy some, but you know.
But I love it because it's not brand name. They also own their own production and distribution. And like I said, it's Brandless. So everything is $3. And if you look through the website, you see that they literally have everything you need. They have diapers. They have, you know, a section for mommy products. They have a section for skincare, hair care, groceries. They have everything that you would get at, let's say, an Amazon or a Target, but it just cuts out all the bullshit in between so that you're literally getting what the product is worth. And that's that. And I think it's so socially responsible and conscious. And honestly, I find it really inspiring.
I'm going on the website now.
Yeah, because when you think, you know, I always think of socially conscious brands like this, but then there's that thing of like, well, how do you sustain a model like that? You know what I mean? Because it is a capitalist world and things are expensive. Like I still have a ton of questions. I really actually would love to meet the creators of it, because I'm like, how are they sustaining this with everything being $3? They even have cutting boards. I mean, they have everything. Like I said, it's over 350 environmentally conscious products and growing every year, because it's still a relatively new company. It was just launched in 2017.
Dope.
So
dope. I love it.
Brandless.com. Definitely check it out, especially for, I think, a college kids. If I had had something like this, where I could get like groceries and toiletries, beauty supplies, and just house supplies and all the stuff you need for your dorm room. Could you imagine? It's just $3 for everything.
Okay. Right.
And they do bundles too, where some of the
they
items.
They got weave? No weave.
That did come out crazy. They got $3 bundles.
They got bundles.
No, every product is $3, but some of the products they do bundles where it'll be like 2 for $3 or 3 for $3. And even I saw one part where it was like a set of diapers for like $9 to send you like a bundle or house cleaning bundle. Mm-hmm. So they do
for
a lot
the baby
of sales.
Shit all over everything. You get the diapers and Clorox cleanup. Well, I guess it ain't Clorox cleanup, it'd be cleanup.
Oh my God.
I love Brandless. I'm with it.
So I love that. And I love that it's a one for one where it's also teaming up with Feeding America, which to me is just like, I mean, how much more amazing of a company can you be?
Love it.
And all just because it removed the marketing. It almost makes you wonder, like, how much money is being spent on these brands just having colorful fucking logos and whatever else it costs, you know, to make them look cute on the shelves, stand out to you and be eye-catching. Sure. All that nonsense. But, you know, that's the world we live in. Everything is visual appeal. And where they fall in the aisle, will they be able to be within eye level and get like the, you know, premium placement? So a lot to think about, but I just wanted to put that out into your awareness, because I know a lot of us financially, this website will be a lifesaver. So brandless.com, check it out, and you'll be doing a great thing for the earth, because it's conscious and also feeding people around the world.
So that's the alien business of the week.
And that's the alien. What if while I'm talking, my eyes glossed over really quickly? Would y'all freak out?
Oh, and the TV just went out.
I actually,
you know, someone played a
then
clip
that would be cool
of
to me,
Cardi
friend.
On that. Yeah, you think?
Yeah, because if you were alien, then I'd feel comfortable.
Oh, that's
great
really
point.
Sweet.
I'd be like, friend, you were alien. You know what? All right, I'll meet your people and everything as long as I'm with you.
But I don't know because she's people. Already a person and they ain't like you. So maybe you would just be the good alien.
I saw someone post a video on Twitter of Cardi, I think it was her performance at the Grammys, and they showed that there was a part where her eyes like blinked in a weird way that like a lizard would, and the people in the living room were like screaming and they kept rewinding it, and her eyes looked like a lizard if you looked really quickly. I don't know if they manipulated it, because I don't have the actual footage for me to check myself, but that killed me. I'm like, they're insinuating that she's from alien race. Like, it touched his face.
Might be part of the celebrity. Who knows?
I love conspiracy theory internet.
Crocodile Dundee.
They're my favorite, honestly.
You got me wanting to watch Men in Black now.
I be falling into all them rabbit holes. But anyways, that's it. That's it. What you got for us, Mr. Music Man?
Men in Black.
Men in Black.
Galaxy Defender.
I just thought that meant a bunch of guys that looked slim.
Oh,
the Men in Black.
Something what you got for us?
Because I was singing Men in Black, now all I can think about is when Taina was on Will Smith's song for the Men in Black 2 soundtrack.
Oh shit, where's
fun
she
fact
at?
And also, fun fact, I didn't realize that she had a bunch of sisters and they all are hot. Like
the girl, the woman from
Being Mary Jane is one of her sisters. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Her coworker.
Her producer. Mm-hmm.
Hispanic one.
Yeah.
That's Taina's sister.
Yeah.
What a lit family.
Yeah, for real. Ain't that dope?
Because she plays the shit out of that role.
She do.
And it's weird because now that you know their sisters, I can totally see it.
It's all I can
see. But it's always what happens. You're like,
Except for Lisa Randa Brat.
Oh, yeah, no.
Also, some more in Nia Long.
That one I can see.
Right.
Yeah,
like, there'd be someone to be like, oh, damn, I did know that, but I forgot because they don't really resemble, but they
I mean, I feel you because I would claim my sister no matter what, too, but like, somebody got some splaining.
Got some splaining.
All right. So for Music Man Land, I wanted to, A, get this Music Man icebreaker out the way that someone sent in through the emails, because when I read it, I was like, oh, yeah, I guess we should do that. But I want to give a shout out to Janisa. She says, my icebreaker idea is, what is the most creative album you've listened to recently? Mine is Whack World by Tierra Whack. It's just 15-minute long tracks that switch up vibes, but somehow feel super cohesive. Yeah, Whack World was definitely dope, and I thought that was dope. But this made me think of, like, when Solange dropped, it was like a cool creative moment. When SZA dropped, that was like a moment for me too. And then even the Rihanna projects, because Rihanna's birthday just passed. I was going through all those old projects. But recently, who's dropped recently that's had like cool creative moments?
Well, I can say this about Offset's album release. He had an album release party on Thursday night, because the album came out at, 1 a.m. Friday morning. It was supposed to be midnight. But I was really impressed by the setup. Mm-hmm. Obviously, whoever created the experience really put some time and thought into it. They had a car just like the one that he actually got in that really bad car accident in. They had the car crashed up in the front.
Yikes.
It looked like it was crashing into the building. Just the theming. You guys know I'm a huge theme park and roller coaster buff. So I love the theming that they used. And then they had these huge family portraits like hanging from the ceiling. It looked like you were in a museum. The lighting was crazy. It was really dope. And he was really proud of it. He had I've never seen so many slides on an Instagram story, but the slides look like periods. It really looked like a whole bunch of periods going across the top of his page. But it was because he was so proud of the moment and the venue. So I will give him that nod. Creatively, I was impressed. Is that saying that, you know, I haven't been given a lot of chances to be impressed? I don't know. Maybe there's not a lot of stimulation, but that, you know, was noteworthy to me.
That's dope.
You mean like the music or the rollout or just everything?
Well, they didn't specify, but I was thinking more so about the music, because that's what I like think about when I think about those like creative moments, like that type of impact. But when he said the rollout for that, it made me think
guess
about...
Guess what, though? I was thinking about the music, too. I couldn't come up with none. So I went with the rollout. Go ahead.
I mean, that's real.
Well, I was going to say, when you brought the rollout, it made me think I liked, and I don't know if it's just the niggas in the South that do these cool rollouts, but when 2 Chainz was doing his trap pop-ups for the...
That was super dope.
All that type of shit. I think that was
and
super dope.
Didn't he have, like, people getting pedicures? Mm-hmm. And yeah. That was cool. I think that was probably one of the coolest rollouts. I do like Travis Scott's Astroworld rollout. Like, just the visual of, like, the face with the mouth and how you enter.
And
things
love
like that.
He's still putting out music videos.
Yeah, and his videos are always... I appreciate how much he invests into the visuals.
Yes.
Because it feels very throwback. Like, people
did you see
really
the Can't Say
that.
Video?
I don't think so.
It's the latest one.
Because you can't say I on some
You gotta watch it. It's really, really dope.
No discussion. I know we be bullshit.
I really just like that video, but I'm glad that we got to Travis Scott, because he's the creative artist I would choose, like, as of late. Because he always gives really good, like, moments in the music, dope visuals, and then dope rollouts, too. Like, the Astroworld tour, like, when he did the pre-order for everything and the merch and everything, I thought that was fly.
With the album that came with the hoodies.
Yeah.
Some badass albums and hoodies.
Amazing.
Solange, of course.
Right.
I just love her. I think she's so fascinating. I love the artsy approach that she takes. I even saw just before I got here, I think she had dropped the cover. I don't know what magazine or...
ID magazine.
ID magazine. And I love the black one with the like turtleneck and the hat.
Did you see those white hats?
Yeah, the cowboy hats and how she like staggered them on her body. Like she's just cool to watch. I think she is always interesting to me and switches it up and then still has good music. She's not someone that like is purely visuals and then... shitty sounds. It all just is one package. So I really appreciate it.
And for every era too. Because what was the one with like True and all that? Because that era was like completely separate. And then the one right before that was Hadley Street Dreams. Yep. And that was a different era. Like
And I have to say Beyonce.
Obviously.
I mean, I don't think I've been as impacted as that Lemonade drop.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was something...
She definitely changed the landscape, I feel like, when she did Lemonade.
The fact that it was unexpected, number one, we all, like, on Twitter, I think it was, like, midnight or something, and then all of a sudden, you start seeing people freaking the fuck out, and the fact that she had done all of these visuals and no one spilled the beans.
Not
one person on her team. Like, I didn't even
know
that
like
was
half
possible.
Of a leak.
Not a picture.
And then
there's
people that you know you probably know or know through somebody too. So it's like, how did I not see any of this?
Yeah,
it literally was like the world stopped.
Some of those visuals. And so, and the visuals are all fantastic, like, really well done, high quality. I thought that they worked with the songs extremely well. And it's interesting because there were songs that I don't necessarily like love, but then I saw the visual and it made me love the song. So that to me, I think was the most impactful that I have felt in a long time.
Yeah.
And honestly, speaking of Beyonce and creativity, shout out to Hannah Beachler, the lady that won for Best Production Design. She also worked on the Lemonade film.
Oh,
yeah. So shout out to her for that.
In other words, she was the magic because those outfits, I mean, the braids, the face makeup, just the whole vibe. Like, yeah, so I'm going to have to give it to Beyonce, Solange, Travis Scott.
Kim Zolciak.
No one recent, though.
Right. I was trying to
think
hard
of a rollout
recently
that I was like blown. I will say Tierra Whack is...
Oh, yeah. No.
Her videos are cool as fuck.
She was the perfect example.
Yeah.
Because she's somebody that's young, new, that's like did something really dope. Because when you look, all of the videos are a minute long. Or each track is a minute long and each video is too because it's easy to share on social media.
Yeah.
So if you were to like retweet or reblog, it's just that one, the whole song is there.
So smart.
And then so dope because she's young and she's actually talented too to back all of that up.
Yeah.
Like you were saying with Solange, like the music is still good. Tierra Whack.
Works.
It's not just that she was smart with the marketing. Like she's smart with the marketing. It makes sense for her and she's actually talented, which I think is super dope.
Yeah. Those are my votes.
I'm taking all your votes too.
Right?
Cause I'm even taking yours because Offset she did look fresh as hell.
I couldn't think of no music. Outside of Jocelyn Hernandez is stingy with the cootie cat. I couldn't come up with anything.
Oh, let's play a mini game for the icebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
Pick an artist and give them a cool rollout.
With a project they've already done?
You can do that or you can give them a new project. Like let's say you take an artist that you really like and for their next project you would like for them to do a rollout like this. Let's take someone who was no, that's shady. I'm not going to do that. Never mind.
Well, whose rollout was bad and fix it?
Yeah, because I was going to say Nicki Minaj and it was going to sound shady, but like her album didn't do well last year, but it wasn't a bad album. So I was thinking like if she did a different rollout, like what would that have been and what would that have looked like for Queen outside of Queen Radio or in addition to Queen Radio, if you wanted to keep it, what would you have done differently for the Queen rollout?
Go ahead, friend.
No, please. You look like you were.
I would have changed the title.
I know that. Go ahead. Tell the people.
I would have changed the title to Crown instead of Queen. And the reason why is because of the implication that's immediately placed on the album when it's called Queen. Being the climate that exists in like female rap today and just the nature of rap music anyway, of everybody wanting to be like the best or the top dog. It's almost like your album has to measure up. And I'm one of the people who actually really likes that album. Like, I like the songs. I listen to them even now. But the rollout was literally a mess, if we're being honest.
Right.
And so I think the album should have been titled Crown. I think that she should have been way more quiet during the rollout. I would have liked to see. And to me, if your album is called Queen, everything about it and everything that related to it needs to be prestigious or luxe or somewhat unattainable or, you know, it needs to feel like a lifestyle that you know, befit a queen. So like Nicki should have been doing performances at places where we would never think she would perform that were related to like maybe royalty or whatever. She's an international motherfucker, so she could have went.
I'm Slovakian shit. Why can't she go be up with Meghan Markle?
That's what I was going to say. She could have made a deal with Meg and, you know what I'm saying, got her boogie on at Buckingham Palace, at least in the front.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? Or whatever. She could have come up with something. So I just feel like it was, it kind of took a lot of the steam out of the songs. And I hate that for her because it really was some good music. Mm-hmm. So
I don't think I can really speak on it on a rollout because I didn't really sit with the project like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't really know the songs like front to back to really so be like, this would have worked or
what
not.
What would have given you the steam to want to listen to it? What type of rollout would you have given Nicki? Because even looking at that, because sometimes not even knowing, because I don't really know the music from the album, but I have like a million different ways she could have got me to be like, okay, now I'm gonna fuck with your album.
What? Well, tell us.
So I say this all the time, and people are probably tired of me saying this, but I really wish Queen Radio would have been used differently. Like she would have brought girls on that she fucked with and maybe talked to them about stuff that she liked, or they talked about doing music together, stuff like that. But outside of that, I would have liked... Because, it like you said, it's Queen, so it should have been like some royal shit. So if there was like some bars for motherfucking Meghan Markle on the record somewhere, maybe there is because I didn't give a good listen.
Wait, bars from Meghan Markle?
Yeah, like if she rapped a little bit about, you know, black girl being in there or something like that. But, you know, we getting the same old Nick that's rapping about, you know, hoe shit and all the other shit and making money.
Oh, but I it's misunderstood. Like, see, I thought you meant Meghan Markle coming on and spitting bars.
Well, shit, like, even what? If she had Meghan Markle do an intro or something for that shit, that would have been kind of cute for that. But I also think because she named it Queen, like I would have thought it'd be dope if she had like, and not that she needs to, but if she had like a track called Queen of the Ring about taking bitches out and maybe featured Babs on it like that, or even did like a Queen of the Ring and brought like the girls that she likes with her. Like there's like cool little stuff that she could do that I would
like that.
Right. Cause Queen of the Ring is like some dope, like street shit. And if you Nicki and you the queen, why not take your ass down to Queen of the Ring? And you don't even got to rap with none of them bitches because you are the queen. But if you at least also brought girls that you fuck with or even your new girls, people that you signed, stuff like that, like stuff to really keep us interested. Like, wow, we're still so interested in your music, but we still really like the moves that you're making, too. Because, you know, she came out talking about, yeah, I signed a couple producers and it was like, OK, cool. But, you know, we didn't get like music with a bunch of the producers or we're not like knowing them more for the music and we're not knowing what she's using them for. Like, you sign these producers. Are you having them produce for your artists? Are you just selling off records for other niggas to make money off them? Like, your whole plan is a little different. Go ahead.
Thing is, A, she is actually rapping about other stuff on this album. And B, she used those producers to make the songs on this album. But you don't know that because the rollout was such a mess that you completely lost interest in listening to the music. And that's the failure.
Right.
That's why it was completely mishandled. And that's why it's a shame because it's actually some good music on there.
I do wish she would have invested more of the money into the visuals.
Can we talk about the Chun-Li video?
Because first of all, Nicki Minaj is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
And effortlessly beautiful. Like her face, she doesn't have to do much.
Tanya?
Yeah, I wish they would have put way more into the stage designs, the outfits, the camera quality, the lens, like the choreography, everything. I just wish that more money had been allocated.
Because Barbie tings.
Because she's beautiful. She doesn't really have to do too much.
You're absolutely right. At least I think.
Yeah.
And as an example, look at the No Frauds video.
I don't remember No Frauds.
Look at the No Frauds video and look at the styling. Look at the, just look at the No Frauds video and look at her looks in the videos from the Queen era, with the exception of Ganja Burns, because that actually was good. But everything else, I just wish it had been handled differently, because I really do feel like Nicki Minaj deserves more. So.
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
Right. Queen is a good, like you said, Crown would be a dope, it would have been a better title.
I love Nicki Minaj.
But I think Queen is a dope title for an album, and I just would have liked to see some other things have happened around it. So I think those would have been dope.
More cool development. I think more more development should have been before it was released.
Yes.
I feel like that's what it comes down to.
Because I'm thinking back to them, because like the videos I was naming, those were the earlier ones too, like the Chun-Li and Barbie Tings. When those came out first, it was kind of like,
I mean, I remember the Vertical video. I think it was like
when she was just rapping in the studio and rolling around.
Is this official?
No, that was just the, you know, people do like...
The verticals, that's like the thing now.
Yeah, just that added content that's not the actual video. Like outside of lyric videos, sometimes they'll do the like Spotify only type video slider things.
But be clear about it, about the intention of the piece, so that we're not sitting over here feeling like I am confusion. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it? You didn't know what it was. You see what I'm saying? Like, and that, those are the things that I feel like, those are the areas I should say where I feel like she deserves so much more. Nicki Minaj has done literally everything.
Right.
You know, almost. And so, like, I just want more for her.
That's it.
You know who I will say I'm praying they get the rollout right, because she is just so great to me? Normani.
I knew you said, look.
That video with Black. Yes, that exact scene. Y'all know the one where the necks all pop out to the side. Uh-huh. I was like, get out of here.
Did you recognize my gift?
I haven't been that excited. When she's like, uh-huh. I haven't been that excited to see someone's video in so long. And that was, there were elements of that were just epic. And I'm like, please get this right.
Please
get this right, because she got it. She got it.
Yeah. She's good.
And the records have been hitting, at least in my opinion.
Yep, because the one with Sam Smith, woo, baby. I've been loving that too.
I love her. And I think she, you know, obviously she's an entertainer as well, which is great, because we don't really see that combo as much. Like, good music and a stage presence is very rare to see both. So she got it. They need to get this one right. She has the team. I think she has a machine behind her. If she's working with people like Calvin Harris and Sam Smith, clearly she has a machine behind her. So they got to get this one right. They got to give her the 90s, 2000 development, like from artists from that era.
You know what else we need? We need her to get a stylist that can give her that defining, like,
that look. That Rihanna umbrella.
Yeah, she needs a stylist, and she needs some street style moments that really make people say, okay, who the fuck is this girl?
Ain't that something that fashion really can, like, set you apart?
It can.
Because I think with Cardi and Rihanna, that's really what made them cut
skyrocketed.
I remember when Cardi
looks.
Remember when she did that first photo shoot with the really big hair, and she
the
had on
brown
like the jogging
hair,
suit.
I saved it.
Who was responsible for that photo? Who styled her?
I don't know. I
can't remember.
It wasn't Colin Carter though. It was him.
But that was the first time that I looked at her and was like, okay, she's like a fashion girl. Like, and I saw it, and then from then it's just been ascension. So, yeah, that's all I want for Normani.
Oof!
I want to see all those young Black girls win. Because I also want, while we have Normani out here and raise her up and lift her, I want to bring back the other girls that have kind of been like, you know, cooking, cooling for a while. And because I always want them to come back around, like Justine Skye. Like, she's always been like a fashion girl, but like the music, I feel like just never connected or hit the way, like with her look. So I want those two things to like meet at some point and for it to like happen for her for real, for real. And I also
want... she's a dancer, too.
Yeah, because she can dance. Mm-hmm. And, like, she can sing. She's beautiful. Like, there's just something that hasn't connected for her just yet. And I want that to happen. And then I also want to lift up Victoria Monet, too, who we talked about.
Oh, my God.
Because it's like
Victoria Beckham is filthy rich.
Not posh.
Victoria Monet is everything.
Yeah.
And she, first of all, she's given Ariana Grande hit after hit after hit after hit.
Yep.
Get money.
Rich boy, sell crack.
Okay, since we're throwing out the young girls, I just got one more addition.
Yes,
it's actually three, but
it's the last week of Black History Month. Come on, let's do it.
Squeeze them all in.
Ryan Destiny.
Oh my God,
Star.
Yes.
Where Ryan Destiny.
I have been rocking with Ryan Destiny, and she's from Detroit too. Since back in the
Ryan
day,
Ryan Destiny is the shit, and her look to me, she is literally like the total package.
Yes,
and so
she's stunning,
when she was first on Star, because I knew who she was before Star. The moment she hit the screen, I was like, perfect. Like, we got something that this girl can do and shine on. And I thought that
Ryan
was amazing.
Destiny has it. For real, for real.
And then she got it. Opposite Quincy? I'm just saying. But yeah, I'm glad we took that moment out to let some sisters into the building.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of some sisters, by the way, it is the 20th anniversary for TLC's Fan Mail. It came up in my, it came up in my Apple Music. Yo, so for those of y'all that aren't familiar with TLC's Fan Mail, you should go listen to it. It's the same album that has Silly Ho on it, Unpretty, No Scrubs.
You're so pretty too.
You're stupid,
huh?
Right. So yeah, check out Fan Mail. It was definitely one of those, like, futuristic vibe since we was talking about the alien stuff and all that.
They've
just
always
now.
Been on that. They were always. Ahead of their fucking time.
Oh, yes. Had to shout out my girls.
Rest in peace, Left Eye.
Okay, Lisa, we still
they
love
was on
you.
That alien shit. They said that was the inspiration from T-Boz's sideburn things, the light beams from the spaceship. That's what them pieces.
Now we get to move on to the listens lately.
Ultra light beam. We don't know ultra light beam.
So they're not.
We can sing that Kanye. That's
wings.
Before their hats.
They're not angel
that's
wings.
That's before
nah.
that.
They UFO.
Light beam. Ultra light beam.
Lord.
So why is depression not blessings? Light beam.
All right, so now we move on to our listens lately, and you get to tell me what you've been listening to.
Ultra light
lately.
Beam.
All right, Kelly.
That's what I've been listening to. Yeah.
All right, Kelly. Jeez.
So PJ Morton and JoJo.
Yes.
Have a song called Say So.
Yep.
And I gotta do this.
Go ahead.
I gotta do it.
It's getting hard for me to hold my own. See, nobody wants to be in love alone. So I'm trying my best not to overreact.
I tell you, the song is being sung.
I need to know right now, no lies, just facts. So if you love me, just say so. Cause I can't play these games with you no more.
Oh my God. Can
if
we just JoJo
me,
and PJ Morton?
Just say so.
You knew
just
it was gonna be vocal
so.
Time. Okay.
And he was asking his fan base what they thought of him going on tour again, but instead of like his huge band and
oh, just him
singing,
and JoJo?
No, just him, a mic, and the piano, like an intimate.
Oh yeah, that would be dope.
And
too.
I was like, ooh, that sounds so good. Just like more like smaller venues and more intimate setting, kind of like the little cafe vibe. So I'm really hoping, because obviously his fans were like, hell fucking yeah. I'm hoping that he actually does that, because imagine this song.
I mean, it's no words.
So I had to do that. Who
no.
else? Don't they sound so good?
Like you think you can sing, you hear me?
I'm trying to see because there's so much stuff. Oh, so I was telling Asante about a playlist on Spotify called Pollen.
Oh yeah, let me do that.
And it is so good. You guys need to just follow it, because it says a playlist beyond genre, quality first always. And just to let you know, Tierra Whack is on the
See
cover.
Ya.
So it's just very experimental.
And the first song is Mariba.
Oh, it sure is. And JID. And it just has a really awesome mix. It has like hip hop and R&B, and like they said, it's not so much about the genre, but it's just about people making dope ass music in every genre.
Thank God.
And I like that, because it just, I let it play while I was in Ooh. My house, and it was putting me, when I tell you it was putting me on, I was like, you know when you listen to a song, you look at the screen like, who is?
Yeah.
You look
I was
over,
just about
like,
to say, a lot of these songs I already have downloaded. Like, it's like,
oh yeah,
oh,
look
you
at
already
all
have
the
that.
Green.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah, so I just tell everyone, follow that if you aren't already. It's probably my new absolute favorite. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, my friend recently put me on, I don't know how to pronounce it, if it's GOM. It's spelled GQOM Wave. It's a genre of music. GQ, I'm like, GOM?
I don't know what to make. I don't know what to do, how to do that.
If anyone knows what this wave of music is, it's like African house music and EDM. And he put
interested.
Me on. Yeah. And I was, yo, just listen to this.
I'm already in.
Sold, right? Y'all are so funny. Oh my God, that's it.
Okay. It's primal.
Ain't that a vibe?
Fuck MIA. Hey, welcome. Hey.
Somebody got a record called Wakanda Forever.
Yeah, I just see it. Hey.
I feel like I know how to do that.
Yeah, is this the song for that dance, or they just shouted it out?
No, they just shouted it out.
Oh, lie down.
But he
had a record for that.
My homie put me on. He was like, there's this genre of like African, like house music, EDM.
Ooh, 4 hours? Yes, this is the gaming playlist.
And they have hella, like, you just put GQOM into Spotify or whatever your streaming services. And it's, I mean, obviously it's a whole genre, so you'll see a lot of really dope. I'm talking about, that record was just the first one I played when he put me on. And as I kept going, I let it just kind of rock in my house. I was like, this is dope. I just have to figure out how to say it properly. I was trying to Google it, but
I thought they had finally made sense of things over at GQ magazine. You know, it's called Gentleman's Quarterly, but the motherfucker come every month. So I thought it was Gentleman's Quarterly or Monthly. I thought they had finally gotten it right.
And it says it's a genre of electronic dance music that emerged in the early 2010s from Durban. So it developed out of South African house music. Kwaito, I really hope I'm saying that right. Kwaito. It's a mix of Kwaito and hip-hop. So yeah, South African electronic music, basically. And it has like four on the floor rhythm
dope
patterns. Oh my God, it's amazing. So that's what I was on this weekend. Once he put me on, I was just like,
Jungle, whatever that was. That was the shit.
Oh, and actually, let me tell you what that record is called. Let me go back, because I know people are going to be like, what's it called? That one is I Walk Ye Fada, Please. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm saying it right. I'll spell it. I-W-A-L-K, I Walk Ye, Y-E, and then Fada, P-H-A-R-A. And the artist is called DJ Maforis.
Thank you, DJ Maforisa.
M-A-P-H-O-R-I-S-A. Maforisa.
Dope.
So check
Maforisa.
That out. It's a playlist called G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-
hoop and go without the hula hoop.
You the alien friend. Look it up in your little alien translator thing.
GOM. I'm just going to go with GOM until y'all correct me. GOM Wave. And that's the playlist. I'm straight out of South Africa.
Don't have no stroke now.
And that's it for me.
I'm just going to keep it real with you guys. Ain't nobody got time to be stankin'. Native creates safe, simple, and effective products that people use in the bathroom every day. Made in the USA with ingredients found in nature, such as coconut oil, shea butter, tapioca starch, Native believes that less is more. That's why they have fewer, simpler ingredients so that you know everything that's in their deodorant. And it's also why they steer clear of aluminum, parabens, which don't even sound right, and talc. You should try Native risk-free with free returns and exchanges here in the USA. You can choose from a variety of enticing scents, enticing being the key word, for men and women, including coconut and vanilla, which is the most popular scent, so you know what time it is with them, lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, and eucalyptus and mint. And you can also look out for limited editions, like me, seasonal scents being released throughout the year. Now, again, ain't nobody got time to be stankin', so I have tried to try several different types of deodorant at this stage in my life. Your body starts working differently. Your pH might be lowercase or uppercase, depending on what's going on.
Oh,
so
my God.
You have to really try different things. And so I gave Native a try. I'm a Native. It just worked. And, you know, I thought it was great. I didn't experience a difference in perspiration or in the scent. You know, everything was just on point. So I was really grateful for that. And Native works. Now, I wouldn't tell you that it didn't work because I would not advise you to stank. So I'm letting you know that Native is effective and it does absolutely work for me and you to make this world a brighter place. For 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code FRIENDZONE during checkout. That's nativedeodorant.com and use promo code FRIENDZONE during checkout for 20% off your first purchase. Oh, okay. Well, besides that new song that I love that I just heard, what have I been listening to? Wu-Tang Clan, believe it or not.
Hey.
I've been playing Triumph off of Wu-Tang Forever, and It's Yours. I don't know. I've just been in that sort of mood. Also, I've been really into like old school hip-hop this week. So
hip-hop,
Poor Righteous Teachers, Rock This
wow,
Funky Joint.
Justin Ross.
Greatest beat of all time. One of the greatest beats of all time. Then The Show soundtrack. You guys remember the movie The Show?
Mm-hmm.
Russell Simmons' The Show. Okay, so Me and My Bitch by Biggie on there. Summertime in the LBC by the Dove Shack, and Everyday Thing by Bone Thugs and Harmony. It's an everyday thing when you let your nuts hang. yeah, I've just been playing that. What else have I been listening to? Because there's a couple of some new stuff. Never mind. But A Boogie with the Hoodie got some good music.
I love A Boogie with the Hoodie.
Got some good music.
Look back at it.
And then, you know what? So two more things. Number one, shout out to Sean Ross, my friend, who is now a music artist. You guys know Sean from modeling and stuff. Well, he does music now. He's got a song with Duke Dumont called Red Light, Green Light that just came out. It's really dope. Check
it out.
I'm
in because his record's been hitting. Dance record.
Can you turn that beat up a little bit? Yeah, just like that. Perfect.
Now go download it. Uh-uh. Also, Trina released a single called Watch the Drip that is lit. I'm going to play it for you later on.
After.
And then I just want to give flowers really quick. Also, Offset's album.
Offset.
You know, really quickly, Father of Four. He talks a lot about fatherhood and a lot about his life and the things that have taken place that we've seen and that play out in the headlines. It's like an in-depth look. Shout out to him for even doing that. And there are some songs on there that I really like, but we'll go in-depth with that more next week and the week after because you have to sit with it. But I love Red Room. I love Tats on My Face. I love Clout with Cardi. That's one of her best verses, actually. Great stuff. But anyway, Alicia Keys, The Element of Freedom.
Oh,
the other
wow.
day I was sitting chilling and I'm like, I said to myself, self, you know what song has not gotten the flowers that it deserves and we need to give them to them? Try Sleeping with a Broken Heart.
You don't think it got flowers? Because
no.
That record was
huge. I was
going
to say, they played such everywhere.
We ain't talked about it.
And I think I was going through heartbreak at that time, too. I was like, shut
up. Oh, damn.
Up.
Even worse. Try sleeping with a broken heart.
In your bed trembling. Try sleeping with a broken heart.
Yeah, I shut it down like you. You wore the crown. You made my body feel heaven bound. I love that
Why
song.
Why you sound just like, you made my body feel
But she got some good vocals on that album, actually, because she has another song called...
What's the one? Isn't there a song with Drake?
Yeah, Unthinkable.
Is it on that album?
Yes.
That was my jam.
She got a song called That's How Strong My Love Is. You know what? Let me just take it there so y'all can hear this vocal. Listen to these vocals.
Take the lead tonight. Who's
I'm sorry,
it gonna be?
It.
Background. Sing, Alicia.
Hold on.
Don't do this.
Ooh, Justin Ross. I haven't listened to this. I don't even remember.
That album was good. I'm telling you.
Unthinkable
y'all.
Was that
I can't
shit.
I believe this is 2009, though.
Man. A lot of shit's
crazy.
Going down.
Wow. It's a long time ago.
Flying.
Gonna be. I'm gonna sit right here until your father comes to me. If you have something to say, you should say it right now.
Great.
Come on, friend.
You give me a feeling that I never felt.
grateful. And I deserve it, I know I deserve it. It's becoming something that's impossible to ignore.
Y'all ready?
I was wondering, maybe could I make you my baby? Could we do the unthinkable? Would it make us seem crazy?
I'm ready.
You know what we waiting on too?
Would it be so beautiful? Either way, I'm fucking.
He said, either way, I'm fucking.
I was wondering, maybe.
I'm ready.
Thank you, my baby.
Yo. I
so shout out to that album. No problem.
Wow. I thank you. Yes. I'm going home and playing that.
That was a good little moment.
Woo. Nobody ever shut it down like you.
Why give up before we try? Feel a little bit for the high.
Wait, and then I have one last one.
Mm-hmm. How did you forget?
Rico.
Put out the remix, friend. Rapping over it.
Yo, when I tell you.
The video had me crying. The way they all just like.
La la chia. I am the big idea. Oh, yeah. I am the big idea.
Come on, friend.
My twins big like Tia. Tia and Samara. Tia and Samara. Tia and Samara. Hair go long like Tia. Money go long like Mia. Idea.
My twins big like T.S.
Samara.
Wait till T.S. Madison get a hold of this.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Can't unsee that.
T.S. Samara. I can't wait.
Yo, this record.
It's great.
That beat is crazy. I actually really want the instrumental.
What if they do a remix?
Thank you very much.
I say thank you very much.
What if they do a remix and put Cardi on that bit?
Cardi!
That would go
they
crazy.
Should.
That would
ooh,
go
that
crazy.
Would, that, would, now, that would really fuck up the
that
game.
That would go crazy.
I just love the Nia, the way she says it. Chia. I'm a sucker for how people like pronounce shit in a record just to give it flavor. Ooh.
Like Firkin.
You Firkin.
Firkin. Sound like y'all speaking German.
Freaking
Tamara. So beautiful.
Ooh, shout out to Rico Nasty because she killed her verse too.
Okay. Rico Nasty, baby.
Bitch, I'm nasty. Kenny!
Bitch, that's a haiku.
Taco Bella.
Taco Bella. Every time me and Asante be in like cabs and shit and we see a Taco Bell, I be like, Taco Bella. And we bust out like,
bitch with the long hair and the top off.
Right. Bitch, that's a haiku.
I just wanted to throw it back one more time. Spotify has a playlist, another playlist, actually.
Amen.
Called Throwback Jams. I've been in the Atlanta mood, so every playlist had like a bunch of Atlanta artists I've been listening to.
Ooh.
So like I was on Apple Music, and there was a playlist called The New Atlanta I had been rocking with for a minute. And so now I'm off that one, and I'm on to the Spotify one.
The
and
whole Atlanta, curated by Marlo Hampton.
The whole Atlanta, yes. Who was on a show and had me crying because they were showing how they were doing her hair. Anyway, I'll come back to that. But in Throwback Jams, they had songs that took me back in my blackness, and everyone else's probably, because they started the playlist off with Lil Wayne and Bobby Valentino's Mrs. Officer. And from there, it went into... Lloyd, You, and then Drake, Best I Ever Had, and then The Dream, Shawty Is The Shit, T-Pain's I'm Sprung.
Oh my God.
They give you some Brandy,
called?
I Want
to
Be Down.
Jams?
It's Throwback Jams. So it's like everything, right, but there's just happens to be a lot of Atlanta in there. I just thought it was really, really dope.
Throwback.
I Want to Be Down, All Falls Down, Sunshine, Lil Flip. Wow. Buy You
Didn't
a Drink.
Didn't we just talk about Lil Flip?
Ooh.
We did.
Ooh.
Oh, what song is up? Is that on there too? Tell me when to go. See, I ain't get down there.
Keep the sneak.
Right?
Peaches and Cream. There's a lot of people I wish would sing that song to me. Tell me when to go.
And we were just talking about.
Straight to me.
We were just talking about Twista last week or the week before, and Overnight Celebrities on there. I was listening to, when we talked about that project, I had been playing the hell out of the Trey Songz song, and then like in my recommended, Overnight Celebrity came up too. And I was like, well, Twista, yes. Don't mind if I do reminisce.
Twista is the shit.
Oh, yes.
What we not finna do is play.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute.
Look at
come on, what?
Wait.
Yes, we know. Twista has the cuts. So yeah, just check out the Throwback Gems playlist. That's pretty much what I've been knocking. Outside of that, I've been revisiting a lot of stuff that we recently talked about, like Roman's Dear Growing Pain. I've still been listening a lot to that, and he's been doing a lot of movement. Please go to his Twitter at Meet, M-E-E-T, Roman, R-O-M-E-N, so you can check him out for his music and his appearances if you want to take the time out to go meet him. And also, just an honorable mention, because we have been talking about Cardi B. I don't know if we talked about it last week, but the Cardi B and Bruno Mars track, Please Me, I've been killing it. I've been playing it over and over and over and over again.
I want a Keisha Cole remix verse.
You know, when you said that, that was...
Wish she or wish she not go off.
That's the shit. I would actually fuck with that.
Thank you.
Because you know what?
Thank you.
Are Cardi and Bruno still doing their tour?
No, remember, she would have... That was right after she had the baby.
Well, so, like, if they decided to do the tour all over again, it would be dope if Keisha Cole was trying to, like, put music out and do something around that, and she could, like, be part of that. I think that would be a dope move and a dope look for her. So, yeah. And also on the revisiting list, for those of you that never got to listen to or enjoy or experience the art that was Diddy's Dirty Money, Diddy Dirty Money.
Ahead of their time.
Very much so.
So much ahead of their time that people who did not get to enjoy the album probably most definitely did not get to enjoy the mixtape. I talked about this before in the past, but I've been revisiting it because they have a mixtape called Love Love versus Hate Love that they dropped on Valentine's Day many years ago. And I had been replaying it again recently. I should play a track from
which side of the coin are you on today?
What for the love, love versus hate love? It's windy as fuck, so I'm on the hate love side, you know? I just really wish it wasn't so damn, like, icy and frosty.
I mean,
frosty.
Your love life.
Oh, yeah, we...
Fuck the weather. This nigga talking to me. I ain't asked you nothing, Al Roker. I was talking about your love life.
The answer remains the same. Ain't nothing changed. But on Love Love versus Hate Love, there's a song called Roller Coaster. It's the eighth track. And I love it. I'm going to play you a little bit of it.
I'm going to have my hands up while I listen. From the black aliens.
Yes. It was intergalactic as fuck. Someone's UFO's bumping this right now.
Atlanta, look like the Wiz when it land.
Okay, friend, here you go.
And I ain't got the plans to get over. My stomach dropped, you know that feeling that you get up on the Ferris wheel or riding down a hill. Chasing dollar bills.
That's crazy. I gotta revisit this.
Get into this harmony right here.
And if the earth's still, that couldn't stop you from spinning around. The sky is moving, but your body is pinned to the ground. She's like a roller coaster. My heart just stopped. You know the feeling that you get up on the top.
So that's what the fuck I've been knocking. Like,
hell yeah. That,
like, the album was the shit. But the mixtape, when it dropped, it was like a whole nother set of like cool shit, because they reworked some of the songs that they already put out. And then they had the bonus track Roller Coaster, and they had a song on there called Sade. I just loved that era. I loved it.
Love Diddy Dirty Money. You know what we should do? I would love to see the Diddy Dirty Money album or project, Last Train to Paris.
Yes.
I would love to see that have a Justice for Glitter moment.
Yes.
The way that Glitter was brought to number one on the iTunes charts, I would love to see the Diddy Dirty Money. Justice for Last Train to Paris.
Yes. Justice
I would love it.
Justice for LTTP.
Help us get it going, you guys.
Yep.
Check out the album. The album was the shit. Usher was on there. Chris Brown was on there. Swiss Beatz did most of the shit. Like,
LaShawn Pace was on there.
No, LaShawn Pace was not on there. Okay.
LaShawn Pace.
Yeah, a gospel singer.
So, with all
God
of that,
said it.
We are now finished.
You never heard Just
Pen.
Because God Said It by LaShawn Pace?
No.
Drag queens used to do that in Detroit, and I remember it was really good, for real.
And now we're going to move on over to TV land. Dustin Ross, please take it away.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
This week, we're just going to do a few updates. We're not going to do all the recaps and shit. Let's do some updates. So, first of all, as you know, we're all obsessed with Love After Lockup. We're coming up on the season finale. We're just hooked. So I've been digging and scraping the bottom of the YouTube barrel to find interviews and just whatever kind of news I could find. So a few updates.
Invested.
So Scott and Lizzie. Scott is in California. Lizzie said he's there for some sort of family reasons. She just did this huge, she just did an hour long interview on a podcast recently. They ain't drop us, so I ain't dropping them. But she did an hour-long interview on a podcast, and she talked about how she got the drugs in prison. She talked about how, she talked about a lot of different things. And also what I found quite notable was that she was honest with Scott from day one. And she said that's what really endeared her to him, believe it or not, was because she told him that she was addicted to crystal meth and that that's what the money that he was sending her was for. Mm. And she asked him if he could deal with that. And he said, yeah. So that's why she did that. She wouldn't say whether they were married or not, but she's in Wisconsin. He's in California. She said that she does love him. And
wait,
they're living separately right now.
Wow.
She didn't say that, but she kept saying he's in California right now taking care of family stuff. I'm here. You know, and she was saying how there was some paperwork that had to be put in that would take 6 months for her to move all of her business with the parole board over to California. So there basically just had to be time. Mm. But she said she wanted to marry Scott. She said her daughter's come around now.
Okay.
So she's kind of on board. How she got past the visuals, I don't know. But, you know, maybe she's mature. But
she was probably like, I'm not calling this man dad as long as we got that out of
the way. How about I'm not looking at him? But anyway, so that's going on with that. Michael is back in jail.
Surprise.
For I don't know what it was. Sarah is big and pregnant and about to have a baby any day now. She's having a girl.
Surprise.
Brittany and Marcelino had a little girl.
Oh my God.
But they can't. Nobody can talk about anything, but what people have done is like search baby registries and all this stuff.
Oh my God.
So Brittany and Marcelino
invested.
Mm-hmm. They had their baby really shower. Mm-hmm. And so people saw the registry. That's how we know. And she wouldn't confirm or deny if she was or was not ever pregnant. So they obviously had a baby girl.
And I'm sure contractually they can't say anything.
I thought you was finna say, I'm sure they contracted something. I was gonna be like, well, God, they might have. They was in that hotel pool. She was freaking old girl in the pool and shit.
No,
you know, everybody, all kids pee in hotel pools. But anyway, so that was going on with that. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta next season. That's what we need to talk about.
Oh, that's coming. Okay.
So, you know how Shekinah Joe has been doing all...
Everybody
knows who Shekinah Joe is,
don't
right?
Don't make me laugh. I really need to use the bathroom, so don't.
So, Shekinah Joe is... We met her on T.I. and Tiny's Family Hustle, and her and Tiny ended up doing
her best friend, right?
Yes. So, she's going to be a part of the Love and Hip Hop Atlanta cast next season.
Oh, my God.
Cool. Everybody, if you're familiar with Shekinah, you already know it's going to be nonstop good times every time
gonna
she's
fight,
on scene.
Or she's going to laugh
camera.
Everything off.
Either way, we're in for a treat. So that's coming up. Also, today I saw a headline on the Jasmine brand that Monique Slaughter from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood is now going to be on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta because she's dating Scrap. Karen King's son.
Scrap that was with
Tommy and all
no,
that. Him and Monique are now dating. And if you know anything about Monique Slaughter, you know that we are not going to be disappointed by her being on Love
&
Hip Hop.
Okay, so wait a minute.
And I want to say this. I, for one, like Monique.
I do too.
I don't think she's a bad person. Every single confrontation she's ever been in, she has always been defending herself and what was said about every single time, friend. And she's gotten this bad reputation because of some of her behavior. But I honestly feel like Monique gets a bad rap. And I don't say that about a lot of people.
I blame Fizz.
So... But I don't blame her.
But I do. I am worried about her moving because people are gonna be like, oh, now you leaving your child, and it's like, damn, y'all still doing this dumb shit. Like, why y'all
worried?
She got
the baby with her,
and this is what I'm saying. Like, y'all not gonna be satisfied if she got the baby with her because but y'all took the baby away from Fizz, and it's like y'all need to stay out of everybody's business.
Well, he's on Marriage Boot Camp any damn way
with the girlfriend that was being. Go ahead, sorry.
Who's
doing it?
And who doesn't? She's pregnant. But it's not even by him. So the whole Marriage Boot Camp thing was a sham.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly, that's why she wouldn't sleep with his ass. Mm. He kept getting mad about that shit. Sorry, go ahead. I'm done. Marriage Boot Camp was so good. Because it was like, it was the hip hop edition. So it was all the niggas. And, you know, they were smoking every episode. And they was arguing for real. They was being loud like black people be. But white people didn't come in and be like, hey, you know, calm down. Like, they understood.
I saw a clip. I think Soulja Boy was getting beat up or something.
The one where they was yelling at him with Jessica Dime.
I beat your ass, Soulja.
Yes.
Yes.
And so...
I know I was on the roller coaster. I'm sorry.
So you know, yeah,
you like the shows.
The show, it's and it's good TV. And that was a great scene. And Jessica Dime impressed me in that scene on Marriage Bootcamp, which is what you're referring to. It comes on WeTV. In this season, like you said, they have a cast of people who are off featured on different franchises of Love and Hip Hop. So they call it the Hip Hop Edition.
Mm.
And it's just really, really good. So yeah. But that said, I just wanted to give a couple quick updates this week on some things to come on TV soon. The last update I wanted to give is that next Sunday, there's going to be a special for Married to Medicine Los Angeles, where the cast members from Atlanta actually go to L.A. and meet the new girls. There's a new franchise, Married to Medicine L.A. Same scenario, black doctors, wives or doctors that live in L.A. And we're going to actually see the two casts mingle in a special that's going to kind of introduce us to the L.A. cast. So that's it on TV land.
Wow.
Have you started watching Love and Marriage Huntsville?
No. I always, when I turn on the TV, I see the OWN app and I'm like, just watch it. And then I get distracted by like Umbrella Academy or
Can
something.
Can we talk about the apps on the TV?
Mm-hmm.
BET's app. I've tried this on like three different TVs. I don't know why I became fascinated with this. On the BET app, when they were showing commercials for like the shows, you know how because of the app, it'll give you like a shorter commercial.
Mm-hmm.
It was an ad for like American Soul. And it was just the audio of them talking, but not like the little music that happens in the background. So it would show like clips of like people dancing. Then it would be like new episodes every week. Your faves. And I'm like, so no one put the music track on here? And I looked at like three different shows on other TVs and on three different TVs. And yes,
oh,
the
no.
BET app.
I have to check. I mean, I didn't notice that.
I was like, woo, child, the ghetto. Like,
but I only went on the app because I literally downloaded the BET app just to watch Boomerang.
Yes, that's why I downloaded it too.
Yeah.
Which is good. So did you watch also Ayana when she did stand up?
Crystal made me watch it.
Okay, good. So you are kind of caught up.
First of all, why y'all calling it stand up?
That's what it was. It was stand up healing.
It was stand up healing.
With music.
XD talk while I'm watching Ayana stand up. Like, yeah. No, you're not.
She I'm had not going to leave you your feelings unsupervised.
It was her podcast live show.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. So, yeah. And audience members, watch Boomerang so we can catch up on that in conversation next week. I think next week will be a great time to go ahead and discuss Boomerang. Yes. So
all the new little young faces out there and the familiar ones.
Everybody's new. Hi.
You okay?
That means it's time for... Oh, shit, yeah.
Okay. This is a story, episode 7. As Tony accelerated on the freeway, his thoughts became overtaken by the last words he'd heard Mia speak moments earlier when she was getting out of his car. So you figure it out before I do it for both of us. Those words drilled right through his heart, and after processing the sheer hurt that they left him with, Tony began to think about why they hurt so much. He quickly realized that the threat of ending his situation with Mia was what caused him the most anxiety. Her love, her warmth, these things comforted him beyond measure. Those things, and essentially Mia herself, had become his personally curated safe space that he had decided was strong enough to hold all the weight on his shoulders right now. And currently, his shoulders were so heavily bogged down. If only she'd been in the car with him a little longer that day, she would know just how much he really needed her. Right after Mia exited the car following their spat, Tony was so upset that he didn't even try to protest her departure. Let her ass leave then, he thought. More and more, he'd been finding himself passively retreating from their disagreements simply to keep the peace. Not this time. As far as he was concerned, there was no room for arguing or hurtful speech in their connection. He hated calling it that, but he was unable to call it a relationship because Mia was married. More hard truth that he didn't want to face, but would have to. Facing hard truths was beginning to become an overarching theme in his life. It seemed like everything that was important to him, everything he'd worked so hard for, was in danger of falling apart. And it wouldn't be a graceful fall either. This one was sure to end in a major crash if he... His phone rang and interrupted his thoughts. Tony took his eyes off the road for 2 seconds to see who was calling. And as soon as he saw the number on the screen, it was like the car kept moving, but his world completely stopped. That number, that call, that thing. He felt that feeling again. No, he told himself. He had to stop. His secret was tapping him right on the shoulder, but he would not succumb. It was why he was receiving this call in the first place. He had to stop. He pressed the hands-free button on his center console and answered the call. I thought we were talking tomorrow, he answered. This was not the time for small talk. I'm tired of talking, actually. And each day that goes by brings you one step closer to less talk and more action. So we talk today, the male voice said. I need time, Tony hissed. No. Shit. Tony didn't want or need that answer, but he also didn't have an answer to offer. I can do this, he said. I can fix this. I need more time. I'll take care of you. As Tony exited the freeway and parked in the first lot he saw, the voice on the phone continued. I don't yell. I really don't even talk. You're already ahead. You're alive, the male voice replied. Tone steady, tone stealth. And you're alive because I know you. You've had more than enough of my time, Tony. I'm going to fix this, Tony said frantically. You got my word, he replied with his head on the steering wheel. Don't want your word. Mm-hmm. Need my money. Mm-hmm. You always get it, man, always. And this time ain't no different. I just need more time. Please, let me fix this. 1 week, the call ended. Tony's hands were shaking. Fear wasn't something he was accustomed to accommodating, yet here it was, right here and right now. He had a problem because he had a problem, and both of them needed to be fixed. But in order to do anything, he needed to be alive. So one problem became the priority. Tony needed money, and it was money that he didn't have, and there was only one way that he saw to get it. So it looked like the one problem was going to have to solve the other. As a natural-born strategist, within the next 10 minutes, Tony had opened his smartphone, created, funded, approved, and accepted 45 new students into his child care centers, and would be receiving a government check to fix his problems within the next 72 hours. Fraud. He hated himself for this. He hated himself even more for soothing that self-hate with problem number two. And yet there he was, almost on autopilot, pulling his car into what was familiar. The valet opened Tony's car door and greeted him by name. Mr. Clark, we are so happy to make you smile today, he said. The concierge will arrive now. And almost immediately, Tony was ushered into the high roller suite where he belonged. His drink was waiting on him, and so were enough chips to support his addiction. He sat at the table. And the games began. We'll see you guys next week on the Friend Zone. Thanks for listening. Don't get nothing on you.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.